They just want to be today's Stanley Rose Bunch. Here's Stanley Rose to welcome our friends, the Crystal City Braves, who are here with us. Welcome out and enjoy the game. Thank you.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
And on a sunny, sunshiny afternoon here in San Antonio, we wrap up the first half of this Texas League season, circa 2023. And, well, last night I realized there was no pennant on the line, and of course it would have been really wonderful had that last night's game been a pennant race game. It wasn't, but it was simply put one of the best games of the first half of this season. The Rockhounds edged the Missions by the final score of 2-1. And it was a game that was absolutely dominated by pitching and the Rockhounds turning three brilliant plays on defense. And, I mean, they truly were. Two by shortstop Darryl Hernandez and one by first baseman Lawrence Butler. Ryan Cusick did not get a decision in last night's game, but turned in the best performance of his professional career. He went seven innings and did not allow a run, only a couple of base hits for Ryan. The game, in fact, scoreless through the first eight innings. The Rockhounds get two men on in the top of the ninth inning, but there are two men out, and Drew Swift comes to the plate. Remember, Drew playing in last night, just his second double-A game. And on the first pitch he sends a line drive to right field. I don't really know if Kervin Prochardo, maybe if he got a misread a little bit, I don't know, but the ball was well hit and it got over his head and drives in two runs. So Drew Swift has two doubles in two double-A games for one, and he drives in a pair. Rockhounds needed both runs. A guy who's just been terrific, Durbin Feltman, did give up one run, a couple of singles and a wild pitch, and had the tying run in scoring position with nobody out, and eventually the tying run at third base in the ninth inning. But Durbin got the last three batters in order, closed the door, and the Rockhounds win it by the final score of 2-1. Just a tremendous ball game last night here in San Antonio. By the way, Ryan Cusick, who retired the last 17 batters he faced last night, that's 5 2/3 innings, gave up a hit with one out in the second inning, did not give up another base hit or base runner the rest of the way. Boy, he has dominated San Antonio, the first half champs in the South. Ryan has faced the Missions twice, once in each venue, once at Rocky Town, once here, has gone 13 innings and has not given up a run, earned or otherwise, and has allowed only three hits against the Missions. So he didn't figure in the decision last night. Shohei Tomioka got the win. Durbin Feltman got the save. But Ryan Cusick was just outstanding and against some tremendous defense behind him. So the Rockhounds last night with a performance from Ryan. And again, he has really been one of the best pitchers in the Texas League for the bulk of this 2023 season. And last night he was just outstanding. This afternoon, the Rockhounds will face a left-hander, Jackson Wolf, who has been very, very good. He's kind of had some ups and downs over the course of the season. Then one of the downs came at Momentum Bank Ballpark. The Rockhounds got to him a little bit, but Jackson Wolf has been tough to hit. He strikes out a lot of batters with a 5-1 ratio, and overall his numbers are just outstanding. He'll be opposed by Blake Fears. The right-hander will go to the mound in this ball game for the Rockhounds. Blake got the start in the opening game of this series. The Missions roughed him up a little bit, so he will take the mound, I'm sure, looking for a modicum of revenge this afternoon. Well, the heat index at triple digits as the Missions have taken the diamond. Again, just brilliant bright sunlight. About three clouds, if you really look close enough, is about it. Let's take you downstairs for the Star-Spangled Banner.
Oh, yeah.
And so we get set to wrap the first half of this Texas League season. My goodness, 69 ball games will be in the books when the two teams conclude their business here. Missions are staying home. They will host the Frisco Rough Riders to open the second half of the season. The Rockhounds, of course, will head for home right after this game and will next take the diamond on Wednesday evening, 6:30 first pitch. The Hounds will host the Corpus Christi Hooks. That is just a terrific matchup, one of the really good rivalries, I think, in the Texas League, and that will be the start of the second half and the start of a great homestand, which we will tell you about over the course of this ball game. Left-hander Jackson Wolf going to the mound. Rockhounds got to him last time, so he'll be looking for a little bit of revenge as well, and he's one of the better pitchers in the Texas League, is the Mission's left-hander. First pitch of the game from the Alamo City right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Last couple of evenings, the heat index has not been much of an issue, or at least not much of a factor. It will be here this afternoon. We have 94 degrees, and the heat index is at 103. Did I get that backwards? Yeah, 93 degrees. The heat index is 104. Either way, a little bit of humidity in the air, as you get sometimes here in the Alamo City. Very, very little wind. We've actually dealt with a little wind on this trip to San Antonio. It's a little unusual, and there's just enough wind here this afternoon to stir the flags ever so slightly. Well, the young man who had the game-winning RBI, the game-winning swing, a couple of ribbies last night, Drew Swift, will lead it off. He's the second baseman, and he gets the leadoff spot for the Rockhounds this afternoon. Here's Jackson Wolf, and here is Drew, and he swings at the first pitch and fouls it back out of play, and it's 0-1. Drew Swift at second base in the leadoff spot. Brett Harris on deck. Brett will be the designated hitter this afternoon. Brett Harris, the DH. Wolf with the stretch and pitch. Fires up high for a ball. It's 1-1. Darryl Hernandez at shortstop, batting third. Darryl at short. J.J. Schwarz will be the cleanup batter at first base. J.J. at first, batting cleanup. Pitch swung on and sent in the air to the right field corner. Got a chance. That's going to sink and drop a base hit. And Drew Swift is going to at least have a double. He's not going to stop. He's coming for three. Relay throw, shallow right center field. That'll be high and wide. And Drew Swift, wow, welcome to Double-A baseball. And my goodness, did he flat fly around the bases there. Opposite field triple into the right field corner by Swift. Now, that's a deep corner. That's 340 feet in this ballpark. But, boy, Drew Swift, I mean, there was never an ounce of hesitation. He was flying. Drew Swift is 4-for-8 with a single, two doubles, and a triple in his first two games and one at-bat at the Double-A level. Wow. Here's Brett Harris now with a runner at third, infield in at first and middle depth the rest of the way. Swinging a fly ball to right field by Brett. That's more than deep enough to score Drew Swift. So catch is made and the throw will be cut off. No way will it get Drew Swift. So Brett Harris drives in his 41st run of the season and four pitches into the game. The Rockhounds lead it 1-0. Boy, Drew Swift has made an impact in his arrival with the Rockhounds. So Brett with his team-leading 41st run batted in of the year went the opposite way with that ball but drove it fairly deep to right. Here's Darryl Hernandez now. Checks his swing. Takes a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Mentioned J.J. on deck. He's the cleanup batter. Lazaro Armenteros batting fifth in left field. Lazaro in left. Wolf's pitch swung on, fouled away. Quick 0-2 count to Hernandez. Denzel Clark batting sixth. He's in center field. Denzel in center. William Simonite is the catcher. He'll bat seventh. Simo behind the plate and batting in the seventh spot. Kicked by Wolf. Pitch swung on. Rolled to shortstop. Ray Patrick did her his area and had to hurry a little bit. Boy, I love the way Hernandez just busted down the line, but he is out. Hustles, though, really does. Two men down, and here's J.J. Michael Goldberg will bat eighth. He's in right field. Michael Goldberg, the right fielder. And Joshuan Wright will round it out. He'll play third base. Joshuan Wright at third. Swift, Harris, and Hernandez up top. Schwarz, Armenteros, and Clark in the middle. Simonite, Goldberg, and Wright. The bottom third of the order. One run across, two men down. First pitch to J.J. Just inside, perhaps, for ball one. One ball, no strikes. J.J. first base this afternoon. 237 on the season for the right-handed hitter. He takes outside on the corner. Just got there, called strike one and one. Wolf just missing in and then catching the outside corner with his first two deliveries. Wolf with the turn and the pitch. Drops down and in, and the count goes two balls and one strike. Jackson Wolf overall 6-6. He's won four of his last five decisions. Had the privilege, pitch swung on and popped in the air out towards second base, and that's Ripken Reyes, and he will tuck it away. Say what I mean when Jackson takes the mound in the second inning. So a leadoff triple by Drew Swift. One run, one hit, no errors. Sacrifice fly from Brett Harris, and nobody left on base. Half inning in the books, and the Rockhounds on the board. Village Car Wash score, the Hounds won, and against right-hander Blake Beers, the Mission's coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com, the Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
In the bottom half of the first inning, the San Antonio Missions will send Ripken Reyes into the dish. He is the second baseman and the leadoff guy throughout this series. Ripken Reyes leads it off. Tirso Ornelas, left fielder, batting second. Ornelas in left field. Juan Fernandez will catch, and he'll bat in the three spot. Fernandez behind the dish, batting third. Daniel Johnson, the designated hitter, is the cleanup batter. Daniel Johnson, the DH, in the cleanup spot. Pedro Castellanos at first base will bat in the five position. Pedro Castellanos at first base. And Cole Cummings in right field will bat sixth. Cummings in right. Gets to the rest of the card in a moment. The Rockhounds sending Blake Beers to the mound. His sixth start since coming up from Lansing. This is one of the toughest outs in the league, and Ripken Reyes, he is a switch hitter, takes down and in for ball one, a ball and no strikes. 288 the batting average. Ripken taps the dish from the left side. Leads the league with a 433 on base percentage, a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Bottom third of the order, Ray Patrick Ditter at shortstop. Ditter batting seventh. Jake Perez batting eighth at third base. Perez the third baseman as Reyes takes down and in. 2-1 the count. Gervin Pichardo batting ninth. He's in center field. Pichardo in center for the Missions. 2-1 to Reyes. Beers comes set. Long look in now. Long set, now goes into the motion, and the 2-1 pitch, down and in, ball three, 3-1. Reyes, Ornelas, and Fernandez up top, Johnson, Castellanos, and Cummings in the middle of the order, and Ditter, Perez, and Pichardo rounded out. Three balls, one strike, It's Reyes, bounced that one foul, got it down and in on him a little bit. Ripken took a rip at it and fouled it away. Ripken, four homers, 29 driven in on the season. Similar to his season average of 288 in the season series, hitting 275 against the Hounds with one of his home runs. Taps that left shoulder with a bat as he waits. Pitch from Beers is down and in. And now 3-2. Well, that's interesting. Okay, 3-2 the count. Are we sure about that? The 3-2 pitch. Backdoor got him. Call third strike. Reyes disagrees, but that was a good-looking hook over the just the outside corner, just snapped over the outside edge. Blake Beers with a strikeout. One man down. Here's Tuso Ornelas. Ornelas, the hitting hero on Friday night, had a couple of RBIs. Tied the game in the seventh and won it in the bottom of the ninth inning. Pitch at the inside edge of the knees for a called strike, 0-1 to the left-handed hitter. Has 9 home runs, 46 driven in. Beers pitch, and that'll drop down low for ball one. 1-1. Well, the team's the last 3 nights in particular just tight as a drum, tied game late each of the last 3 evenings. Little different journey to get there. Hard hit ball at first, and it is smothered on a hop. And getting to the bag just in time is J.J. Schwarz. Boy, that was a one-hop rocket. And J.J. made the play. Boy, he really kind of smothered it, kept the ball right in front of him, and hustled to the bag just in time to get Ornelas. Blake Pierce was also there to cover the bag if needed. So 2 down on a hard-hit ball. Good play. First base by J.J. Schwarz. And here's Juan Fernandez. Thursday and Friday, Hounds had early leads of 5-0 and 3-0, respectively. Pitch a strike to the knees to Fernandez. Juan at 308, one of the 10 best hitters in the league for average. Missions rallied back to tie both nights. Hounds won on Thursday. Missions completed the comeback on Friday. Check swing, boy, a three-quarter swing really tied up by that delivery in from Beers, and the count is 0-2. Last night, boy, they were just tied from the get-go. No score into the top of the ninth last night. Rockhounds scoring twice, and the Missions got one back, but Hounds closed the door for a 2-1 victory. Just a tremendous, well-played game last evening. 0-2 count. Beers with the pitch. Down and away from Blake. 1-2 to count to Fernandez. One couple of home runs. They both came at Amarillo. 23 driven in. Right-handed hitter waits, and Beers with a 1-2 pitch, a chopper up the middle on a couple of hops, going to be handled at second base by Drew Swift. Throws across the body for the out. So a 1-2-3 inning. Nice defensive help again. Boy, as was the case last night for the Rockhounds, but J.J. Schwarz with a good play at first base in this one. So we have played one in the Alamo City. This is the series and first half finale. Village Car Wash score, Hounds on top, 1-0.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, oh, that's a long 30 seconds, but this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. a fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR, three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
In the top half of the second, Lazaro Armenteros will lead it off for the Rockouts. Denzel Clark, William Simonite to follow. 1-0 on the triple by Drew Swift and the sack fly by Brett Harris. Lazaro leads it off. Right-handed hitter. Missing the left-hander, Jackson Wolf. Delivers just down and away for ball one, just off the outside edge. Might have dropped a bit low. Wolf at 3.77 to season ERA has been outstanding in this ballpark in particular. Called strike and the count goes 1-1. ERA at Wolf Stadium is 2.45. Almost doubled that on the road. Swinging a high pop-up right side of the infield. First baseman says he's got it. Pedro Castellanos saying he does. Pop out to first base, one man down. His ERA on the road, 4.71. Of course, and I started to say he had the unenviable privilege of making two starts during the series at Amarillo that the Missions just completed. Luck of the draw, luck in quotation marks. Called strike to Denzel Clark on the inside corner, 0-1. And one of his road games that was a little rough was at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds really did hit him hard. Swinging a shot down the left field line, a base hit by Denzel. That was just past the glove of Jake Perez. That'll be a stand-up double, Denzel Clark. And, man, he loosened the seams on that line drive down the left field line. Hounds have two base hits, both for extras. Triple by Swift and a double by Denzel now. Again, Drew with that leadoff triple, so he drove in the game winners last night, scores the first game or first run of this game tonight, does Drew Swift. Afternoon, Bob. Afternoon. It is definitely not nighttime. Here's William Simonite, one on and one man down. Left-hander Wolf with a look out at second, and he'll bluff that way to not throw. In the game at Momentum Bank Ballpark, he went 4 1/3, gave up 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned. He walked 1, struck out 5. And again, his ratio is outstanding. It is a precisely 5-1 strikeouts-to-walks ratio. Pitch down and away, ball 1 to Simo. He has struck out 80. He has walked 16, 5-1 precisely. So excellent command and well under a hit per inning coming into this game. Pitch from Wolf. Just down and in. 2 balls, no strikes. And again, you look at his game logs for the season, some ups and downs, but when you add it all up, 62 innings coming into this game with only 48 base hits, 16 walks, so a 1.03 whip, outstanding. Simo swings, fly ball right field, not overly deep. Cummings is there, and Denzel's not going to try to tow. He is going to try to tag. Coming to third base, Denzel Clark, and he beat the tag. Missions thought they got him, and this is going to be an argument. Luke Montz is going to come out. Very close play. Head first dive by Denzel Clark just under the tag. Third base umpire is Trevor Matthews. And Luke Montz got out there in a hurry, so he is convinced that was an out. That looked really, really close. Impossible to tell, of course, from here. Jake Perez reacted when Montz is unhappy, to say the least, with that call. So William Simonite flies out to right field. And Denzel Clark comes to third base. Don't know if he did that on his own or if Bobby encouraged him, but, boy, it was close, and he easily could have been out. And, of course, that is one of your cardinal sins, make the third out of the inning at third base. It was close, but Denzel safe. So here's Michael Goldberg. Well, to get one of those up-close looks at that last call. Pitch down and away to Michael. 1 ball and no strikes. Beat out an infield single last night. Man, had to feel like a, well, don't know what $1 million feels like, but it had to feel like a nice, crisp $20 bill anyway. Pitch down and away for ball two, 2-0. And it's just been an absolute struggle over the last dozen games, just 2-for-43, but he got on base last night. Boy, you just love to bring that with you right back to the ballpark this afternoon and get another knock or two. Two balls, no strikes, runner at third. Michael swinging and a miss, 2-1 to count. Before he got the base hit last night, he sent a little flare into shallow right center field, and Ripken Reyes made a terrific over-the-shoulder catch. Boy, baseball sometimes just so cruel. 2-1 pitch. Ball hit into center field. That is going to sink and drop a base hit, and it got by the center fielder, Pichardo. Michael Goldberg will round second. He will come for third base. I don't think there's any error on that play. I think that's got to be a triple all the way. He certainly drives home the run. Man, is that good to see. Just got to score a triple all the way. Again, charging in was Pichardo. And the ball got under his glove as he tried to make the play on the short hop. So Michael Goldberg, boy, again, that has to feel so good. That is an RBI triple. And even without, and I, when you say misplay, there's no error involved, but the ball simply got by the center fielder. But even had it not, that's a line shot for a base hit. In steps Joshua Wright, takes high and away for a ball. So the Hounds have three base hits in this game, two triples and a double. Michael's 16th RBI of the season. And a well-hit ball. It certainly would have been an RBI even had Pichardo made the play cleanly. It's high and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. So the Hounds on top by a 2-0 score. And after all those struggles, Michael Goldberg is now on a two-game hit streak. If indeed two is the streak. Swing, fly ball, right field. This is toward the corner. Slicing, dicing, and dropping foul. Two balls and one strike to Josh Juan. Josh Juan right 2-for-14 since joining the Hounds in four games. Top of the order, Drew Swift waiting on deck. Those two guys, Messrs. Wright and Swift, along with Saeed Valenzuela, all very recently joining the Hounds. Pitch to the corner, called strike. Boy, Joshua laid off, but that's a called strike. Just got there, 2-2. Of course, the question of whether or not Denzel was out at third base, he would have scored from second, I would think, anyway. Well, obviously, would on the... That one looked out, baby. Foul ball, that was... That was coming right this way, and I will admit that the pulse rate went up a little bit right there. Man, that was a reverse line drive foul ball, and that was coming right at the computer. Two by two, I'm laughing in a minute. Two balls, two strikes. Chopper out towards short. Charging. Ditter. Got a hurry. Now he bobbled the ball. Run will score. We'll see how that will be called. I think that's got to be a hit. It has to be a perfect play in order to make it. So, we called an error. Well, I don't know. I think you have to make a perfect play there, but it's going to go as a fielding error on the shortstop Ditter. So, no RBI for Joshua. And in to score is Michael Goldberg on the E6. Well, he was charging the ball, would have had to make a pretty much a perfect play, but it'll go as an error. Unearned run, but the Hounds lead 3-0. And top of the order now, Drew Swift. And he takes ball one, one ball, no strikes. That's one of those 50-50 every hitting coach on the planet wants a hit. Every pitching coach on the planet wants it an error to go as an E6 in this case. Drew Swift, the batter, a 1-0 count. Tripled and scored, leading off the game. Swings and fouls it back, and the count is 1-1. So the Rockhounds with an early 3-0 advantage again against Jackson Wolf. So they have treated him pretty rudely in the two starts. Of course, this ball game very, very early on. One ball, one strike. Swift waits. And that'll get there. Called strike down the middle, and it's one ball and two strikes. So Drew, at this very moment in time, hitting 500 as a double-A player. three of his four hits for extras. Stretched by the left-hander Wolf. Swift waits from the right side. 1-2 pitch down and in. Almost got him. Two balls and two strikes to count. Jackson Wolf, by the way, in his last three home games, 19 innings, 8 hits, 2 earned runs. He has given up 3 runs, 2 earned on 3 hits in this game. Swinging a shot to first base, boy, right at Castellanos, and he will knock it down, retrieve it, step on the bag, knock that ball down, almost looked at it for a moment, then just picked it up and touched first base with the foot. That was a sharply hit ball by Drew Swift. So the Rockhounds get 2 runs on 2 hits, 1 error, and 1 man is left on base. So we go to the bottom half of the second. Well, the Hounds have taken the advantage early on in this ball game, our Sunday afternoon series finale. Into the bottom of the second we go. Village Car Wash score, the Rockhounds 3, San Antonio nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Bottom half of the second inning, Blake Beers will face the middle third of the San Antonio order. Right-hander making his sixth start for the Rockhounds. And he's one of those guys, I'll say it before anybody even gets into the box here, but has a 6.38 ERA, but just to me, just from the amateur's eye view, he has pitched better than that ERA would show. He's gone 24 innings, and if you count today, 25 innings, 26 hits. So he's right out of hit per inning. Doesn't walk a lot of guys. Given up 8 walks and 20 strikeouts, so 2.5-1 ratio. I mean, very solid numbers, not spectacular, just very solid. But the ERA a little high. There's a lot of factors there. The pitch to Daniel Johnson up high. And the count 1-0 to the leadoff batter, the designated hitter. Johnson at 248. And some good speed, swings and fouls it away. The count is a ball and a strike. Blake, of course, opening the season with Lansing. Terrific at the advanced A level with the Lugnuts. Right-hander set. 1-1 pitch. Hit out towards second. Drew Swift, edge of the grass in right field, has it. Throw to first for the out. Sharply hit. Handled by Drew Swift, the second baseman, and that will bring up Pedro Castellanos. Both of these starters, Jackson Wolf and Blake Beers, drafted out of D1 programs, big-time programs to be sure, West Virginia in the case of Jackson Wolf, and University of Michigan for Blake Beers. Castellanos stands in, right-handed hitter, boy, that exaggerated stance, and lines one into left field. That's a base hit toward the corner. Castellanos will give a look, but he will hold at first base. Lazaro gets to that ball in a hurry. Castellanos, and it's just for whatever, just the view from the booth, he hasn't had a lot of success against the Hounds. He's sitting right about 230 or so with that base hit. He's 11 for 45 against the Hounds. One double and two runs batted in, but it just seems to me like he has done more damage than that. So the base hit, one on and one out for Cole Cummings. Swings, high pop-up. This may be playable. Left field side foul ball. Long run for Lazaro. Up, going to be out of room by 3 rows. Into the left field seats, 0-1. Cole Cummings at 247. three home runs and 12 runs driven in. Left-handed hitter we have seen both as an outfielder, as he is today in right. And he's played first base as well. One on and one man down. Rockhounds 3, San Antonio nothing. Cummings takes up and in for ball one. One ball, one strike. Rene Gallegos is our home plate umpire. He is a substitute umpire, but does a lot of work. He has had multiple assignments here as a fill-in. Pitch down and in, two balls and a strike. Sean Sparling from Mountain Home, Idaho is at first base. And Trevor Matthews from Venice, Florida, third base umpire. Crew chief Alex Nash is away from the crew last night and today. Two balls and one strike. Beers with a pitch, big swing and a foul tip. In and out of the glove of William Simonite. Count two balls, two strikes, one on, one man down in the second. Blake Beers, again, was really good with Lansing at a sub-3 ERA, a 2.91 ERA. Was the Midwest League Pitcher of the Week at one time. Here's a chopper over the head of J.J. Schwarzen and into right field. Down the line it goes. That's going to put runners at second and third. A hustle double. Boy, ball got away on the throw. Run will score. So a double for Cummings compounded by the error. And it is a 3-1 ball game. Let's see who had the relay. It's going to look at Dave's going to look at that again. And I'm glad I missed the relay throw as well. See who the error will go against. So Castellanos will score on the error. Trying to get a second look at that. What David's trying to determine is if the error is on the throw of the player. So it's a double compounded by an error on the right fielder, Michael Goldberg. That's a backup pitch and a called strike to Ray Patrick Ditter. So a run across on the error. The error goes on the throw. So a double to right field, no RBI. Swinging a foul ball straight. And boy, that press box is getting peppered here. 0-2 for Patrick Ditter. That was a strong one-hopper by Cole Cummings, a high topspin bouncer. J.J., of course, holding the runner on at first base at the time, and so the ball got over his glove, but not by much. Pitch up high for a ball. It's 1-2. If he's playing back, it's still a sharply hit ball. It would have been one of those one-hoppers that you have to make a good play to get. But in this case, it went over J.J.'s glove, down the line. Castellanos went to third on the hit, scores on the error. Pitch down and in, and the count goes 2-2. So a single for Castellanos, double for Cummings, compounded by the throwing error from right fielder Michael Goldberg. Runner at third, one man down, 3-1 Rockhounds lead. Pitch swung on and bounced foul by Ditter, and the count 2-2. Ray Patrick Ditter at 2-12, four home runs and 16 driven in. Right-hand hitting shortstop waits, pitched by Beers. Boy, up and in on it, hit it. So Ditter hit by a pitch. And it's first and third, one man down. And the batter will be Jake Perez. Perez, the third baseman. He and Drew Swift both made their Double-A debuts on Friday. And both were terrific. Drew went 2-for-3 with a double, and he added a walk, so he got on base 3 out of 4. Perez went 0-for-2 to start and then had a key single in the seventh-inning rally that tied the game, dropped down a bunt to lead off the bottom of the ninth that was just gorgeous, and it turned into the game-winning run on a single by Tirso Ornelas. First and third, Perez waits. First pitch by Beers is a strike right down the chute. 0-1 the count. Praveen Pichardo, the number 9 hitter in the order, is on deck. Tying runs on base, 3-1 Hounds in the second. Beers set, longer set this time. Runner at first base goes, a swing and a miss, and the throw down to second base. Did they get him? Nope, avoided the tag. Head first dive, and Ray Patrick Ditter with his 12th steal of this season. So second and third are the runners. It's 0-2 to Perez. Only one down in the inning. This is one of those crazy scoring scenarios if you factor the error out of the inning. The bases would have been loaded with Dinner at first. He just stole second. Pitched down and away, and the count goes 1-2. It's one of those I always have to remind myself how it's scored, and right now I can't recall at all. Because if the bases are loaded, of course, and you're at first, you can't just steal second. Something else has to happen. 1-2 to count. It's from Beers, breaking ball, and a good one got him called third strike, and Perez is out. Activity will begin in the Rockhounds bullpen. David Leal will begin to warm. So, two down in the inning. And again, tying runs now in scoring position. And the batter is Kervin Pichardo. Pichardo, right-handed hitter. He's the center fielder. Second and third. Pitch by Blake. Right over the outside part of the plate. Good breaking pitch, 0-1. Right now that run is listed as earned. It's not an easy one to factor the error out of, but that run apparently earned. Ground ball on towards second. Drew Swift is there, makes the play and the throw, and the inning is over. So one run across for the Missions here in the second. One run on two base hits, one error, a hit batsman, and two men are left on base. So we played a couple in the Sunday afternoon sunshine here at Nelson Wolf Stadium. Our Village Car Wash score of the game, Rockhounds 3, San Antonio 1.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the freedom is invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Brett Harris leads it off in the Rockhounds, 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Harris, then Daryl Hernandez and J.J. Schwarz to face the left-hander Jackson Wolf. Oops, baseball got loose somewhere. Not quite sure where the ball came from, but it got into the hands of a kiddo down the right field line, so that's a cool thing. And now the third inning can begin. Hounds 3, Missions 1. Brett with a sacrifice fly his first time up. Takes just a bit down and in for ball 1. 1-0. RBI is team leading 41st. Lawrence Butler is second with 39. Daryl Hernandez has 35 for the Hounds. Called strike and the count goes 1-1. Brett the designated hitter in this ball game. Jackson Wolf. On a four-piece delivery, very distinct movements. This is down and away for a ball, 2-1. Leans in for the sign, then steps back once. Hands drop, turns, kicks, delivers. Breaking pitch, fouled away. Count 2-2. So errors have factored in for both ball clubs after an errorless game last night. Just tremendous defense. Pitch way high and away, ball 3. 3-2. And then again, it's a brand new day, is it not? story on the Kansas City Royals win yesterday at Tampa Bay, 3-2, just outside ball four. So Brett Harris with a base on balls. Not long ago, he had as many walks as strikeouts, 31 of each. That's now 34 walks and 38 strikeouts. That's still a really terrific, almost just a one-to-one ratio. One on, but nobody down. Here's Darryl Hernandez, bounced out to short his last time up. I do not know the manager's name of the Kansas City Royals. Should have written it down. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. And, of course, it's been just a year of largely of misery for the Royals. They got a victory over Tampa Bay yesterday. Jordan Lyles, former Astros prospect, former Corpus Christi Hook, finally got a win. A bunt attempt by Hernandez. He did offer. Comes up empty, 1-1. Jordan Lyles is now 1-11 with the Royals, but they had lost his first 15 starts. He didn't get the decision in all of those, of course, but the Royals were 0-15 when he took the mound prior to yesterday. And Jordan Lyles, one of those, and has been in the game a while now and received a lot of credit, a lot of compliments for the way he has handled the struggles with the Royals. Of course, it's a team thing. Swinging a foul straight back, 1-2 now to Darryl. But the KC manager, and forgive me for not having his name handy, but he was asked if he gets some momentum from a win like that, and he really kind of hesitated. He said, you know, by tomorrow, which now means today, Tampa Bay won't remember a thing about this. They're just going to start all over. Here's a call, third strike to Darryl, inside corner, and boy, he is in disagreement, and he is standing at home plate, and boy, he is arguing with Rene Gallegos, and he's on the borderline. Boy, he's about to get tossed. Bobby's going to come down, and boy, yeah, and he just got tossed out of the game. So Darryl Hernandez called out on strikes, and he has been ejected. Yep. All right, now Bobby gets tossed. And interesting, now remember, that's a substitute umpire in Rene Gallegos. But Darryl Hernandez gets tossed. Bobby gets tossed, arguing balls and strikes. And whatever, Darryl, that is, was up there a while discussing, and now Bobby's still making his case. So Rockhounds will lose Darryl Hernandez in this ball game, and Bobby will find his way to the clubhouse. He will now discuss. Remember, the crew chief is Alex Nash. He is not with the team, not with the umpiring crew today, last night or today. And now Bobby is talking with Sean Sparling, who would be the acting crew chief. Bobby's still talking between home plate and first base. Well, Darryl argued for a while, and again, arguing balls and strikes really doesn't, you're not going to get anywhere with that, but he was obviously really unhappy about it and eventually did indeed get tossed. So, strikeout for Jackson Wolf. And the Rockhounds will lose their shortstop and their manager. So we'll see who will come in off the Rockhounds bench. Brett Harris would be logical in terms of filling the spot. But he's the designated hitter. So it'll be Saheed Valenzuela, of course, who will come into the game. Saheed did not mean to overlook it. Here's J.J. Schwartz, takes down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So one on, one out, and two gone. J.J. popped to second base his first time up. Base runner is Brett Harris. Left-hander on the mound. Pretty good lead for Brett. And he'll draw a throw. Gets back into the bag, diving in head first. I thought the comments from the Kansas City manager were interesting because momentum is such, we talk about it a lot, momentum is an interesting thing in baseball. An everyday game, so you really do start all over. Brett is running, pitches high and away, and the throw is going to tail into center field. Brett slid in, so he's not going to be able to advance, and hustling in is Pichardo to make the play, but a stolen base for Brett Harris. That's his fifth in six attempts on the season. and I feel a little bit better. I think it's ball 2-2-0, but the scoreboard and I did not pick up that ball. The pitch, I think, was well outside. Yep, so it is 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Runner in scoring position, one man down. Walk and a steal for Brett. Brett Harris doesn't have an at-bat in this game, but he's got an RBI and a steal. Sack fly, a base on balls. Pitch to J.J. That will get their called strike on the outside edge, 2-1. Lazaro Armenteros waiting on deck. Rockhounds 3, San Antonio 1, top of the third inning with one on and one man down. All sorts of stuff going on in this inning. Pitch to J.J., lifts a high fly ball into right center field on the move and in fairly deep right. Cummings will make the catch. Brett will not try to move up. J.J. with a fly ball. A little bit of breeze has picked up, and it's blowing inward now. So a little bit of wind during this trip to San Antonio. And here is Lazaro Armenteros, who popped out to first base his first time up. Whether it's the season series or just this stay in San Antonio, his stint against the Missions has been interesting. Runner in scoring position, two out. Pitch to Lazaro. Outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. In the series, he's 2-for-14. A double, a home run, and three driven in. It was a three-run home run opening night and has 11 strikeouts. That's coming into this. He's now 2-for-15 with 11 strikeouts. Swings and sends a high fly ball shallow right field, but coming on, nope, Cummings going to have to play it on a hop. Lazaro just popped that ball in the air to shallow right field, and it dropped. RBI single, Brett Harris scores from second. Boy, just reached for that ball and blooped it into shallow right field. So Lazaro with a base hit. Hounds get the run back that they gave up in the bottom of the second inning. Fourth base hit of the game, first single for the Hounds, and here is Denzel Clark, doubled and scored his first time. Takes down and in for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Well, the umpires have heard about it in this game. Denzel, of course, tried to move up and did on a fly ball to right field on an extremely close play at third, and Luke Montz argued that extensively. Tossed to first, but going back in easily is Lazaro. Armenteros, 25 runs batted in, 33 games played, hitting just 167 coming in. But 25 ribbies, including this one on the little flare to right field. Here's a line shot right to second base, and Ripken Reyes gloves it. With shading up the middle, and that's where Lazaro hit it. Boy, he has just ripped the ball twice in this game as a double, and this time a line out. One run on one base hit and a walk. A stolen base, two ejections in this inning, and the Rockhounds leave one man on base after two and a half. Go to the bottom of the third. Village Car Wash score in San Antonio now reads the Rockhounds 4 and the Missions 1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, but there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
And our broadcast coming to you from Delson Wolf Stadium, San Antonio, Texas, wrapping up the first of two visits to the Alamo City in 2023. A our broadcast brought your way by Hilliard IT Solutions. Well, yesterday, what an amazing game for the LA Angels. They edged the Colorado Rockies, if I may steal or paraphrase the line from Major League, the great Harry Doyle, played by Bob Uecker. The Rockies drop a heartbreaker to the Angels, 25-1. Ripken Reyes stands in, takes down and in from Blake Beers. Top of the order in the last of the third. Ripken Reyes, Tercer Ornelas, and Juan Fernandez. 4-1 Rockhounds. Beers with a twist and the pitch in this ball lifted high and foul against just a brilliant bright blue sky. It's going to rattle into the picnic area down in the left field side of this ballpark. One ball, one strike. Angels 25-1 over the Rockies yesterday, scoring 13 runs in the third. 1-1 pitch drops low, 2-1. So it leads to a couple of rather obvious questions on our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia board. Two balls, one strike to count. Reyes waits from the left side, takes down and in, ball three. Struck out looking his first time, and doesn't have his share of strikeouts. He's whiffed 42 times, but draws 23 walks, and the hard hit ball at first, that'll handle on one knee by J.J. Schwarz. He will jog to the bag himself. J.J. with a good solid play at first base, one man down for Tirso Ornelas. 25 runs in a major league game. That seems like a lot to me. So first thing I wondered, I know it's not the all-time record, but just for fun, how many times has a team scored more than 25 runs, more than 25 in a game in big league history? How many times has that happened? 25 yesterday for the Angels. Swinging a line shot right side, Boy Ornelas. And a really solid hitter. 9 homers, 46 driven in, among the league leaders in run production. 274, very solid average, and third base hit of the game here for San Antonio on a line drive single by Ornelas with one down in the third. One on and one away for Juan Fernandez. Well, I don't know if the answer is surprising or not. I'm asking again, how many times has a team in any one game pitch up and in for a ball to Fernandez, who bounced to second his first time up? How many times has a team scored more, that is, emphasizing more than 25 runs in a game? 1-0 pitch, chopper out toward third. Charging, going to have to come to first base. Throw is made there. Let me quickly, I just realized I forgot to double check on the defensive readjustment here with Daryl Hernandez now out of the game. Drew Swift is now playing shortstop. And is that Saeed? And yes, it is. Saeed Valenzuela comes in to play second base, as we kind of assumed. So Swift will move from second base to shortstop. And Saeed Valenzuela will bat third and play second base. Fernandez bouncing out to Josh Juan at third. Swing and a miss, 0-1 count to Daniel Johnson. No chance to get Ornelas moving to second base on that last play. A little chopper. You want to get somebody, and Josh Juan got the out at first. 0-1 to Johnson, pitched by Beers, drops down and in, one ball, one strike. So it is a runner in scoring position, two men down. 1-1 to Johnson, who bounced out to second base his first time up. Beers set, looks at second, comes to the plate. There he go, a little appeal, but no, check swing, held up. Two balls, one strike. 2-1 to count. Well, in big league history, there have been 15 occasions in which a team has scored more than 25 runs in a game. And again, I don't know if that surprised me or not, but 15 times, 26 or more runs in a baseball game, big leagues. Chopper to shortstop, Swift, oh, a high hop, took a kick, and no chance to get that. Throw coming to the plate, don't know about that. And an RBI single on a bad hop up the middle. My goodness, that ball just took a big old kick. Drew Swift was right there, and that ball just jumped up in the air and over his head into center field base hit. Ornelas scores, and Daniel Johnson gets the single and the RBI. So it is a 4-2 game. Johnson's 23rd RBI of the season. Boy, you don't see that all that often. A pit player was absolutely perfectly positioned. Drew was right there waiting, and when the ball took a hop in front of him, expecting about maybe a belt-high hop or whatever you have, that ball kicked way over his head. Pedro Castellanos takes ball one. One ball, no strikes. So the Missions with one on, two out, and one in. 4-2 the score. Well, that ball had a desire to get into center field. Pitch right down the chute. Castellanos taking that all the way. One ball, one strike. Castellanos, a solid single to left field, scored on a throwing error, although the run was earned in the second inning. Swings and sends one foul, wide of the bag at first. One ball and two strikes the count. Double check real quickly on the box score here, but I believe that run. Because I wondered about it. I went back to the score sheet, and I guess you can find a way. It's a strange scoring play trying to factor out an error, which would have, without the error, the bases would have been loaded, and the runner at first base stole second. Of course, that was in real life, if you will, not with the error factored out, throw to first base. So I had it unearned, but it went on to the score sheet, at least initially, as an earned run. And we can do a little refresh here on the screen. Ah, it is unearned. That's a strange one. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And the inning is over. So one unearned run for Blake Beers, and one that was just a bad hop single up the middle that drove in the second run of this game for San Antonio. Strikeout is his third. And so for the Missions, one run, two hits, no errors, one hop, and one man left on base. We've played three. Give you some totals in a moment. And a little more on high-scoring baseball games. Village Car Wash scored through three complete in San Antonio. Rockhounds lead the Missions 4-2.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969. More than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
Rockhounds lead the Missions by a score of 4-2. Well, yesterday scoreless through the first eight innings and a bunch going on so far in this ball game early. Rockhounds started this game with a Drew Swift triple into the right field corner. Brett Harris, a sacrifice fly. Hounds scored two more in the second inning, a double by Denzel Clark, RBI triple Michael Goldberg, and Michael scored on a fielding error by shortstop Ray Patrick Ditter to make it a 3-0 game. Missions came back and got an unearned run in the second of their own. And we go to the top half of the fourth, and William Simonite takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. Fred Harris walked, stole a base, and scored on a little flare single by Lazaro Armenteros in the third. Called strike, 1-1 to Simo. And the Missions equalize or get a run of their own in the third, making it a 4-2 game. Single by Tirso Ornelas, and then the bad hop bouncer up the middle. RBI for Daniel Johnson. Swing and a miss, strike two, and it's 1-2 to Simo leading off the inning. Bottom third of the order, William Simonite, Michael Goldberg, and Josh Wainwright. The 1-2 pitch. just down and in. A little check swing. Did not go. Two balls and two strikes. Simo flew out to right field his first time up. Give you the totals after this plate appearance by the Rockhounds catcher. Swing and a miss. Foul tip. Did he get a piece of it? Yep, there's the baseball. Right down at the down to the feet of home plate umpire Rene Gallegos. No foul tip. Simo hangs in there at two balls, two strikes. Top of the fourth at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio. Sixth and final game of this series. Hounds lead the series 3-2. The swing and a roller towards short. Ditter will make the play. Good strong throw. Got him. Ray Patrick Ditter handles the ground ball to short. One away in the fourth. Rockhounds, four runs, four hits, one error. San Antonio, two runs, four hits, one error. And the errors have certainly hurt. Unearned runs, one for each team in this game. Here's Michael Goldberg now. Michael, a triple with an RBI and a run scored in the second inning. Takes inside corner, called strike 0-1. Sent a line drive to center field with Denzel Clark at third base. Center fielder Kervin Pichardo tried to make the play on a hop. Called strike here. Quick 0-2 count to Michael. And the ball just went right under his glove. Goldberg has very good speed, and he easily got to third base. 0-2 pitch. Attempted, didn't go. Pitch drops down low. One ball, two strikes. So a triple, a ribby, and a run for the Rockhounds right fielder. He's got something already last couple of days. He can back check swing. Did he go? Boy, they say he did. A little flick of the wrist. And out on strikes is Michael Goldberg. Yeah, he's had the long stretch where he's really struggled for average, but had a base hit last night, RBI triple with a run scored in this game, and you can kind of pack that with you as you take the bus ride back to the Permian Basin and start a brand-new half on Wednesday. Here's Josh Wainwright, reached on an error on which a run scored his first time. Nobody on, two up. Takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Talking about runs scoring by the bushel. Angels 25-1 over the Rockies yesterday. Modern baseball now. This is the, we'll keep this the modern era as we know it. It was like 1888 or something like that. Fly ball into center field going back. Boy, Pichardo still going back almost to the track and makes that catch. Josh Wainwright launching one high into the sky and deep into left center field, but it's caught, and for the first time in this ballgame, the Rockhounds go in order here in the fourth. Well, what is the all-time record? One team, most runs scored in a big league game. We'll tell you on the other side of the break. Middle of the fourth inning in San Antonio. Village Car Wash score of this ballgame reads the Rockhounds 4, the San Antonio Missions 2.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. One, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Cole Cummings leads it off in the bottom half of the fourth. Blake Beers' first pitch sails just high for ball one, ball and no strikes. Cummings, then Ray Patrick Gitter, and Jake Perez, 6, 7, and 8 in the missions order. First pitch or the 1-0 pitch down and in, ball 2, 2-0. Cummings doubled to right field in the second inning, advanced to third on a throwing error, so he's 1 for 1. Takes outside corner at the knees, called strike, 2 balls and 1 strike. We're looking for the most runs ever scored by one team in a major league game. Modern era, of course, meaning basically anything since about, 1888, 1900, something like that. Breaking pitch, called strike, and it's 2-2 to Cole Cummings. Blake Beers has the sign into the motion, the turn and the pitch, and it's down and in, ball three. Full count now, 3-2. Matter of fact, the team that holds the all-time record also appears on the list of those with 25 or actually 26 or more runs in the game. Here's the 3-2, and a little line drive into right field, base hit. Cole Cummings, 2-for-2. Just got that elevator enough that Saheed Valenzuela had no chance to get there, and it's one on, nobody down. The player single into shallow right center. And that'll bring up Ray Patrick Gitter, hit by a pitch and stole a base in the second inning. And he represents the tying run, 4-2 Hounds in the bottom of the fourth inning. We said there are 15 occasions. Pitch swung on, big high chopper out to a shortstop. Swift makes the play, steps on the bag himself, throws to first for the out, and a double play. 6-3. Boy, Drew Swift, he is making himself very, very visible in his debut this weekend. Ball was hit on a long, sharp hop and slightly to Drew's left, so his momentum was carrying him right toward the bag. No reason at that point to try an underhanded toss. His angle was much better. Blake Beers delivers and misses to Jake Perez for ball one. So just kept moving toward the bag, stepped on second, threw to first for the double play. Swing and a foul back, and it's 1-1 to Jake Perez, a strikeout victim his first time. Andrew Swift moving over to shortstop after the ejection of Darryl Hernandez. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, good breaking ball away, 1-2. 15 times, Major League teams have scored 26 or more runs, and the team that has the all-time record also appears twice on that list. Scored 26 or more twice. 1-2 pitch, got him, called third strike of the knees. Boy, this time it's Perez who reacts a little bit. He's been called out on strikes twice in this ballgame, and again, Darryl Hernandez and Bobby Crosby both ejected, arguing balls and strikes. No runs on a base hit. Double play wipes that away. No errors and nobody left on base. So we have played four in the San Antonio Sunshine at our Village Car Wash. Four of this ball game remains. The Rockhounds 4, San Antonio 2.
If you love HEB but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sunday afternoon baseball from San Antonio, Texas. Thanks so much for coming on board. Rockhounds Radio on MidlandRockhounds.org. Bob Hart's at the ballpark. Looking forward to seeing you at Momentum Bank Ballpark on Wednesday. Started to say Tuesday, but again, this will be the exception built around the positioning of the 4th of July. League will take 2 days off. Kind of a nice fitting break as well. The first half ends today, so a two-day break. Back to it on Wednesday at Rocky Town. Top of the order in the top of the fifth, and a called strike to Drew Swift. Drew one for two with a triple and a run scored. Bounced out sharply to Pedro Castellanos at first base his last time. Takes down low for a ball, one ball and one strike. Brett Harris and Saheed Valenzuela will follow. Saheed moving into the three spot, replacing Daryl Hernandez. Pitch a hard hit to ball to shortstop. Medium. Throw to first base just in time, and Drew is out. Well, it's one of those, the crack of the bat. And sometimes that really can fool you. It certainly does me. The crack of the bat sounded like that ball was a mini rocket, but it was just a routine ground ball, and Drew is out. But he's 1-for-3 in this game, and he's 4-for-his-first-10 with 2 doubles and a triple, and again, game-winning ribby on a double last night. Here's Brett Harris. Swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 0-1, fifth inning, and if you look at the box score just in the at-bat column, Brett hadn't been in the game yet, but he's had a sacrifice fly, a walk, a steal, and a run scored. Pitch up and in with a fastball from Jackson Wolf. One ball, one strike. I mentioned one team on that list of those with 15 times it's happened in Big League Baseball, 26 or more runs in a game. Pitch outside for a ball. Angels got 25 yesterday. Well, one of the teams that has done it twice also holds the all-time record, and that is 30 in a game. Pitch inside corner called strike 2-2. And if you think you know who did it, you're probably right, because it was the Texas Rangers. Not that long ago, 2007, they beat the Orioles 30-3, ouch. And I saw this stat on that game. Here's the 2-2 now to Brett. Swings, look out, foul. That boy, that was coming right back this way, too. Goodness gracious. 2-2, the count remains. Well, if the screen doesn't get that one, the laptop was in some serious danger. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count. Kick and pitch by Wolf, and that ball is popped in the air. Shallow right center. Yeah, he's going to be straight away right. Drifting in is Cummings. He's got plenty of room, and he's got it. Fly ball to right field. Brett retired, and two men down for Saheed Valenzuela. That's 6 in a row retired now by Jackson Wolf since giving up the RBI single to Lázaro Armenteros. When they defeated the Orioles 30-3, it was August 22, by the way, 2007, Rangers were 18-for-25 with runners in scoring position. That's a .720 batting average. Pitch up high for a ball, one and another Saheed. Switch hitter batting from the right side against the left-hander. Pitch by Wolf, swinging a little roller, but that'll go foul. And Jackson will kick it. Started to say field it. He kicked it. I don't mean he just kind of tapped it with his foot. Man, he was looking for the goal with that thing. Stepped into it, good stride. They're actually going to replay this. They're going to look at it again. That was a full kick. Yeah, that was vim and vigor. Looking for the upper left corner. Saheed Valenzuela swings fly ball into right center field. That's going to sink. That's going to drop. That's going to get down all the way to the track. Saheed will jog into second. Boy, what a good AB there for Saheed Valenzuela. Went the opposite way, drives a double in the gap to deep right center field. Two-out double for Saheed. Hounds have their fifth base hit of the game. Four have been for extras. An RBI single and a little flare by Lázaro Armenteros. Two doubles and two triples. Don't see that alignment of hits very often. And I was curious about this because the Angels scored 13 yesterday in the third against the Rockies with a bundle of home runs. Of course, the game was played at Denver. Pitch a called strike to J.J. Schwartz. J.J. is 0-for-2. He has popped to second and flown out to deep right center. Runner in scoring position, Saheed Valenzuela with a base hit. Stretch and pitches down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. So how about most runs in an inning? I'll give you a couple of examples. There have been two that kind of stand out. 13 runs in an inning. That is a bunch. Delivery of breaking ball fouled away. One and two now to J.J. One on and two out. Top of the fifth inning. Hounds 4, Missions 2. Well, 30 runs is the all-time record for a team in a game. And I find the single inning record to be even more remarkable, to be honest with you. Here's the pitch swung and a roll down the first baseline. Nicely handled by Castellanos. Two steps to his left and he gloved that. Ball had a chance. And Castellanos is there. Good play by the Mission's first baseman. And that will save a run. No runs on the hit. No errors. Then one man left on base. As we head toward the halftime of this 2023 season, we're midway through the final game of the half. And our Village Car Wash score will remain the Rockhounds 4 and the San Antonio Missions 2.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Kervin Fajardo will lead it off. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It'll be 9-1 and 2 in the order for San Antonio. A two-run ball game. Again, these teams have gone right down to the wire the last three nights in particular. Jackson Wolf's day, it appears, is done. Activity continues in the Mission's bullpen as Fajardo takes outside ball one from Blake Beers. Fajardo bounced to second his first time up. He takes a called strike, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike to count. Ripken Reyes and Tirso Ornelas will follow for the Missions. The swing to ground ball sharply hit a shortstop. Backhanded nicely by Swift. Comes up throwing and got him. Nice pick right at the shoe tops on the backhand by Drew Swift. One man down. Nicely handled. Here's Ripken Reyes. This is a pretty amazing record. 30 runs rather in a game is the all-time record. The Rangers in their win over the Orioles, 30-3. Most runs in an inning. The Rangers actually are second all-time in a different game against the Orioles. There's a called strike to Ripken Reyes. So they did some damage against Baltimore, had the 30 runs in 2007 and 1996. There's a foul straight back. Count is 0-2 to Reyes. 1996, the Rangers beat the Orioles 26-7. They scored 16 runs in the eighth inning. 16. Pitch is swung on and missed. Fastball elevated, and Reyes chased it. Boy, Blake Beers has retired Ripken Reyes three straight times. Again, the league's leader in on-base percentage. And he struck him out twice. Five strikeouts for the right-hander. Here is Tirso Ornelas. That's the second highest total for runs in an inning ever. You have to go back a ways, but not back to the Flintstones age. Pitch outside to Ornelas for ball one. 1953, Ted Williams and company, the Boston Red Sox, scored 17 times in the seventh inning against the Detroit Tigers, beat Detroit 23-3. A swing and a foul back, and it's one ball, one strike. So the Angels, not to the top of any of those lists, but they're on the list. 25-1 over the Rockies with 13 runs in the third. Not quite records, but that's a bunch. Swing and a foul out of play, and it's 1-2. Now, either after this plate appearance or top of the next inning, we'll tell you that all of those are pretty impressive numbers. And, of course, the lopsided wins, what, Rangers 30-3 over the Orioles. And a swing and a high fly ball into right center field. That is well struck, and that ball is going to be handled, I think. Kept drifting over as Denzelli's got it. A little bit of breeze, I think, kept that from being a little bit more dangerous. Ornella has hit it well. But there is a little bit of wind blowing in, and I don't think it had quite enough to do damage anyway. Denzel makes the play shy of the track with a little bit of breeze blowing in. So the Missions go 1-2-3. Blake Beers with a very, very solid start here this afternoon. He's given up only one earned run in this game. After five, our Village Car Wash score of the game remains the Rockhounds 4, the Missions 2.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
A little bit of everything this afternoon in San Antonio. A couple of ejections included. And Rockhounds lead the San Antonio Missions by the score of 4-2. Right-hander James Burke will come on to pitch. Now Jackson Wolf, not had a lot of success against the Rockhounds. The Hounds really got to him at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And it's five innings here, five base hits, four runs, three are earned. Walked one and struck out two. And that's a really low strikeout number for Wolf, who averages over a strikeout per inning. But he went five and struck out just two in this game. Lázaro Armenteros, an RBI flare single in the third inning. That scored the fourth run for the Rockhounds in this game. They lead it by the score of 4-2. Lázaro, then Denzel Clark, and William Simonite. Burke delivers down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes from the right-hander. Lázaro popped out to first base in the second inning, and a little flare single just sent it into a fairly shallow right center. Drove in a run doing it. Takes up high for a ball. The count goes 2-0. He's had an interesting series. He's now 3-for-16 with a single, a double, a homer, and four runs driven in. And 11 strikeouts. Almost an all-or-nothing kind of deal. Takes, and that's down and away. Ball three, 3-0. And Lázaro continues to be just almost statistically a walking contradiction. He's hitting 167 coming into the game with 25 runs batted in 33 games, including this one this afternoon. Takes down the middle, called strike, just got there. Count goes 3-1. James Burke making his fifth appearance since joining the Missions, 5.40 ERA. Bases on balls have been an issue for him. Delivers way up and in, and think hit him. Now Lázaro hit by a pitch that would have been a walk otherwise, but he is hit by a pitch on the 3-1. Well, it looked like it might have gotten him in the hand. He will walk slowly to first base, hand or wrist. One on and nobody down for Denzel Clark. Denzel is 1-for-2. He doubled and scored in the second, lined out to second base in the third inning, and he hit them both really hard. Denzel, Rockhound center fielder. What a good series. 6-for-19, hitting a little over 300 in the set. Pitched down and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Now, that last pitch hit Lazaro, but it would have been a walk. That was a 3-1 pitch. Burke in 5 innings, 5 hits, 6 walks, and 7 strikeouts coming in. Now that one won't count against the whip, but it, in many respects, really probably should. Here's a fastball right down the middle, one ball and one strike. Activity now for the Hounds in the bullpen, so Blake Beer's day is done. One ball and one strike to count. Stretch and pitch by Burke. Check swing. Boy, he went. Yesterday, about 1.5 times that much swing was called a check swing. Again, it varies so very much. Trayson Kubo warming in the bullpen. So he's going to come into a pressure situation in the sixth. Blake Beer is an outstanding start today. One earned run in 5 innings. Big breaking pitch. That's a called third strike. And boy, Denzel knew it. That was just a nasty hook. Absolutely gave him popsicle toes on a 100-plus degree day here in San Antonio. One man down on the strikeout. And again, Burke has averaged more than a strikeout per inning as well. Here's William Simonite. Simon 0-for-2. He's flown to right and bounced to short. One on and one man down now. Burke's pitch sails high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Said coming into this game, and again, it's just the observation from the booth. It's not a scout, a pitching coach, or anything in between saying it, but Blake Beers has looked to me to be so much better than that 6.38 ERA. Here's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1 to Simo. And his other numbers really across the board have been better than the ERA, but today just a very solid performance, I think you say, all the way around. 5 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned. There's a swing and a foul tip. 1-2 to Simo. Did not walk a batter, did hit one batsman, and struck out 5. So I'm not saying that's going to be a Cy Young performance or anything of the sort, but again, just simply better than that 6.38 for sure. Remember Blake making just his 6th double-A start today. 1-2 pitch, runner goes, pitch is taken up and in, the throw nowhere near in time, as long as he hung on to the bag, and he did. Lazaro, second stolen base for him in the last couple of ball games. And the Rockhounds have their second steal this afternoon. Haven't been running nearly as much of late as they did early in the year, and of course Cooper Bowman was a big part of the running game. So the count is 2-2, runner in scoring position. Lazaro the lead, pitch off the outside corner, count 3-2. Crowd moans, but that was clearly wide. Not by much, but it was wide. 3-2, the count to Simo. First base is now open. Full count set by Burke. Hands up high, delivery. Now that's down low, ball 4. So a hit batsman, which would have otherwise been a walk, and now a strikeout and a base on balls. Here's Michael Goldberg. An RBI triple and a run scored, and a strikeout. He's 1-for-2. Well, if those teams that have smacked around a little bit, the Rockies losing yesterday 25-1 to the Angels. We mentioned some of the highest scoring games ever. The Rangers beat the Orioles 30-3 on one occasion, 26-7 on another. Red Sox 23-3 over Detroit. Those were all record-setting games in terms of runs or hits per game or inning. Pitch down and away, 1-0. I know it's barely even modern history, but in 1868, they were playing baseball. There were actually professional teams at the time. Here's the stretch and pitch by Burke, down and in, 2-0 to Goldberg. Michael, right-handed hitter. In Cleveland, Ohio, there was a professional team called the Forest Cities. That was the name of the team, the Forest Cities, and they developed an amateur team as well. And the amateur team played the Philadelphia A's, a very much professional team. Swing, fly ball, center field, well struck, Pichardo back. Boy, makes an over-the-shoulder catch. Armenteros tags and comes to third. Boy, Michael ripped that ball. Seen some really good things the last couple of days from Michael. And again, I hope it doesn't sound like cheerleading, but again, he's been through just a real rough time in terms of batting average. He has really struggled for hits. And boy, you'd love to see him just carry this over into the start of the second half. First and third for Joshua on right. Well, the amateur team in Cleveland, the Forest Cities, went ahead and played the Philadelphia A's on, I think it was yesterday's date, a couple of days ago. I remember seeing it a couple of days ago on this date in history, and it jumped to mind after the 25-1 game. Here's Josh Juan, takes a good backup pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. If the Rockies are feeling as if they were thumped, and they were, the Forest Cities played the Philadelphia A's in 1868. The final score, 85-11. Here's a pitch from Burke, ground ball on, two hops to shortstop, handled by Ditter, throw to first, in time. Hounds get a couple of base runners, but cannot do anything with it. And so if any of those teams feel like they got thumped pretty good, and they did, I must admit, 85-11. I guess they probably shouldn't have scheduled the professional team, should they, the Forest Cities. By the way, a professional Forest Cities team played the first ever pro game in Cleveland just a couple of seasons later. They lost to Cincinnati 25-6. That's rough, man. That's really rough. We'll go to the bottom half of the sixth inning and play. Village Car Wash score, Rockhounds 4, and the San Antonio Missions 2.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Trace and Kubo comes on to pitch for the Rockhounds. 5 innings for Blake Beers, 5 base hits. 2 runs, only 1 earned. He did not walk a batter, did hit one batsman, but he struck out 5. So a very solid outing. William Simonite, Rockdown's catcher, will go out and have a quick visit to something to Trace and Kubo. Now we are set. I think that's a mound visit. Inning had not yet officially begun. Juan Fernandez, Daniel Johnson, and Pedro Castellanos, 3, 4, and 5 in the missions order. 4-2 the score, and here's Trayson now. First pitch, fastball swung on, popped up. Right side foul ground. JJ giving a long look, but he's going to run out of room by about 4 rows or so. That'll bounce gently from the lower section to the second section of the ballpark. 0-1 the count. Fernandez 0-2. He's grounded out to second and grounded out to third. Just heard from Astound Broadband a couple of moments ago of a really cool, just a quick one, a road to the show for you, involving a former San Antonio Mission and indirectly a Rockhound. Pitch down low and away, 1-1 to Juan Fernandez. And Trayson Kubo out of the Rockhounds bullpen again. He throws hard, mid-90s. 1 ball, 1 strike. This ball fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. Trayson has really struggled overall. This is his 9th appearance. The ERA is 15.12. I beg your pardon. 8 1/3, but 15 base hits. Breaking pitch, no foul off the end of the bat. 1-2. And he's walked 9, struck out 8. And it's a question of gaining good command of that velocity he's got. Mix of pitches. There appear to be. It's a swing of the ball, hit foul wide at third base. You see it change gears right in the middle of the sentence, and that isn't going to work grammatically. I'm going to get a nasty letter from my 8th grade teacher. There are relievers warming in both bullpens, so there is activity in both bullpens. There we go. 1-2. Kubo delivers down and away. It's 2-2. Let's get activity down that right field side, down the left field side. The Missions with action in the pen, swinging a foul back, and it's still 2-2. So Fernandez doing battle. He's fouled off 3 2-strike pitches. Austin Briggs, I believe, for the Hounds. Yep, it is Austin. 2-2 count. Time is called, I think. Yep, time called at home plate. And a right-hander warming for the Missions. Of course, 2 days off following this game, so pretty much all hands on deck. Oh, we had a ball got loose out of the Missions bullpen. That was the delay. Here's a backup pitch, swung on and missed, and Fernandez out on strikes. So Trayson Kubo wins that battle. It's an 8-pitch strikeout. Here's Daniel Johnson. Guy with a lot of experience at this level to face the Rockhounds right-hander. Trayson, native of the Hawaiian Islands. And a product of Stephen F. Austin University, called strike 0-1 to Johnson. 24th round draft selection in 2019. Trayson waits, stretch and pitch, and this ball rolled toward third base, backhanded nicely by Josh Wainwright, unloads in a hurry and got in by a half step. Johnson really runs pretty well, and he hustled down the line. Good backhanded play by Josh Wan for the out. So two down for Pedro Castellanos. We talked about a couple of the guys who have had struggles at the dish of late. By the way, a good number of the Hounds who have been struggling have had a lot of signs of life, if you will, at the plate. But for Trayson, he'd just love to get through this inning. Pitch, that was interesting. That was up and in. Castellanos spun away and dropped his bat. Now, it was high and tight. Of course, that's easy for me to say. That was a little, much of a reaction. Yes, I would have been turned tail and running, but Castellanos dropping the bat and turning away, a swing and a foul straight back, and it's 1-1. Pedro was hit by a pitch earlier in this series and really took a lot of exception to it. Things got dicey for a moment or two. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored and a strikeout. He takes a good fastball, knee-high outside corner. Good mix of pitches, too, there from Trayson Kubo. A ball and 2 strikes. Base is empty, 2 down in the 6th. Swings, fouls one straight back. Boy, he had a good rip at that. Kind of a reverse low line drive, foul straight back to the screen. So he was squared up on it, but fouled it back. A ball and 2 strikes, second time. Kubo comes set, Trayson with a 1-2 pitch, and that's up and in. And again, Castellanos drops the bat. 2 balls, 2 strikes to count. Pedro, right-handed hitter at 239 overall. He's got some pop, that's for sure. 6 home runs, 27 driven in. He waits. Kubo's pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a pitch down in the zone. And, well, that just has to be a really nice feeling for Trace and Kubo. 1-2-3. With 2 strikeouts. Again, that ERA coming in was 15. So a 1-2-3 inning, couple of whiffs. Don't know if you'll pitch the seventh inning, but here in the 6th, a 1-2-3 inning for Trayson Kubo. So we are bound for the top of the seventh. We're in San Antonio, and after six complete Village Car Wash score, the Rockhounds 4 and the San Antonio Missions 2.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the order, Drew Swift in the top half of the seventh inning. Drew one for three, but boy, he started this ball game with a triple and a run scored. He faces Justin Lopez out of the bullpen. Hounds bullpen continues as well. Pitch drops down low, one ball, no strikes. Brett Harris and Saeed Valenzuela to follow. Austin Briggs continues to throw for the Rockhounds. 4-2, Rockhounds lead, top of the seventh. Swift waits from the right side, drew a swing and a miss. Lopez has just been really solid out of the San Antonio bullpen. 18 appearances, a 3.92 ERA. Only 15 hits in 20 and two-thirds. He has walked 15, struck out 20 opposition, just hitting .214 against him. Backed up pitch, fouled away. Count one and two to the Rockhounds shortstop. Austin Briggs. Austin going to walk to the dugout, so he will come in the bottom of the seventh inning. Hounds bullpen bench is empty. Those guys are in the dugout on this very, very warm day. Swing and a bouncer foul up the third base side. And we haven't had a lot of heat index stuff since, I think, the second or third game of this series. But, yeah, today it's a little humid. Here's a bouncing ball foul. It's wide a third, one and two. And I know it was well over 100 degrees when I checked at the start of this ball game. 1 o'clock was our first pitch, 105. And I do believe it is still, 109 back home in the Permian Basin. If the computer will cooperate, we'll check San Antonio here with a heat index, but yeah, it's warm. Pitch down and away, back to the screen, two balls and two strikes. The thermometer says 99, the heat index says 110. So, yep, dealing with a little bit of that here today. And summer is what, like 5 days old. Here's the two ball, two strike stretch. Drew Swift waits, ground ball sharply hit just foul wide of the bag at third. Drew doing some battle here. He's fouled off 3 2-strike pitches. Two-run double won the game last night. Broke a scoreless tie in the top of the ninth inning. In a line drive that I think maybe kind of fooled right fielder Praveen Purshardo. Pitch outside, ball 3-3-2. And again, I never did get a chance to see a replay on it. It looked like Pichardo kind of froze on it. I'm guessing the ball was simply hit harder than he thought, but it got over his head easily. 3-2 pitch. That's inside and low, and Drew will draw a base on balls. So Drew Swift coaxes a walk. And again, for Lopez, that's the only number that is not overly good. He's walked 15 batters now, 16 as Lopez in 20 and two-thirds innings. And the batter, Brett Harris. Well, Brett is 0 for 1, but he has an RBI, a steal, and a run scored. Sacrifice fly in the first inning, walk and a steal with a run in the third. And flew out to shallow right his last time. 1 for 2. Looks to bunt, draws the bat back, takes ball one. Hounds 4, Missions 2. Hounds trying to win this series outright. They're, you know, it doesn't sound like much. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games, but boy, after the stretch Hounds have gone through, that's a decent little number. Pitch just outside, ball two, two balls and no strikes. And it's something of an indicator. I look at this first half of this season for the Hounds, and they're going to finish obviously under 500. Stretch and pitch, and that is a called strike of the knees. Can't throw it much better than that, 2-1. But that 12-game road trip, Corpus Christi in Arkansas, I keep looking at that, and boy, that could have been a little bit different. Not saying it would have been a 8-4, anything of the sort. Pitch up and in, that's ball 3-1. But both of those series broke down when you looked at them. The Rockhounds won a couple of games pretty solidly, and the opposition won a couple of games in solid fashion. And then there were two games in each of those two series in which the Hounds had the lead, and they got away. Pitch drops down low, and Brett draws another walk. So two on and nobody down. And here's Sahid Valenzuela. And this kind of changes the dynamic because he is batting where Daryl Hernandez had been hitting. We're going to get a visit to the mound here from Jeff Andrews. So Sahid, of course, is not the same kind of hitter that Daryl is. So you wonder here, do you maybe have your number three guy drop down a sacrifice bunt? Certainly would make some sense. Jeff Andrews making a not overly quick visit to the mound. Well, just to finish the thought, the Hounds are 31-37, so that's six games under. But just in terms of even just playing 500 baseball, if you just turn one of those games around, basically in each of those two series, you're right back at about 500. And, of course, the six-game sweep at the hands of Amarillo, that just, you just circle that in your least favorite color, whatever it might be, in your Crayola box. You circle that series. That was just, that was off the rails. But look at this season series against the division champion Missions. Pitch down and into Sahid, ball one. The Hounds will do no worse than split the season series with San Antonio. They lead it 6-5, and this is, of course, this game yet to go in the books. It was an interesting half for the Hounds. It really was. Valenzuela takes. That's high and away, and that's ball two. So, again, we mentioned with Lopez, walks have been the issue, and he's walked a couple of batters here. Drew Swift really had to work it a little bit. Through a nine-pitch base on balls. Brett Harris walked shortly thereafter. Strike at the outside corner here. 2-1 to Sahid with J.J. Schwarz on deck. We'll see with the second half. Get going on Wednesday. Completely separate pennant race of 69 games opens with the Hounds and the Hooks. And a bunt, and here is Sahid with a beauty. They're going to have to hurry to get him. He is out by a step. Gorgeous sacrifice bunt by Sahid Valenzuela, so he does drop down the sack bunt after all. One man down, second and third, beautifully done. And there's J.J. Schwarz. Well, especially in modern-day baseball, with all the stats stuff we have. What's that fancy word for all those numbers and all the data that they consume? But sacrifice bunts. Pitches inside, ball one to J.J. If the two runners score, then the sacrifice was worth it. If not, then, of course, comes the argument, well, you gave an out away. And the truth, of course, or the more logical is that somewhere in between, pitch is called strike. It's one ball, one strike. JJ 0 for 3. He's popped out to second, flown out to fairly deep right center, and bounced out on a very good play by Pedro Castellanos at first base. The infield is in all the way around. One ball, one strike, and a pop-up, and JJ will just toss the bat away as Ripken Reyes will glove this for the out. So now you see, so now the Hounds gave that out away. So it's second and third, two out, and here's Lázaro Armenteros. He is 1 for 2. He's popped out to first. Little flare single with an RBI as he sent the ball into shallow right field and was hit by a pitch and stole a base. We're in the top of the seventh. All the scoring in the game in the first three innings of this one. Pitch to the outside corner. Perfect pitch. Fastball strike 0-1 to Lázaro. Right-handed hitter with second and third and two men down. Stretch and pitch, and that is, boy, that's right there called strike two. So Lopez comes back after a couple of bases on balls and jumps ahead here with an 0-2 count and two men down. A stretch and delivery, and that ball is hit hard to center field, but Pichardo's right there. Little top spin, a line drive to center field, handled with no issue at all. So Rockhounds, no runs or hits. A couple of walks to start the inning, and two men are left on base. Take me out to the ball game time. I don't know if it's good trivia or not. It's non-Googleable, but I found it kind of fascinating. I hope you will, too. I really hope you do. So we go to the bottom of the seventh. Take me out to the ball game time. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 4 and the Missions 2.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
And I was doing so well pressing the right buttons, I just pressed the wrong one. So we're going to do our non-Googleable trivia at the end of the seventh in this one. In the meantime, let's get you caught up on what's going on in a good ball game. 4-2 the score. These two teams, the last 3 days in particular, have been, right down the stretch. They have been tied in the late innings. This is a 4-2 game. As Austin Briggs will come on in relief, he will face Cole Cummings, Ray Patrick Ditter, and Jake Perez, 6, 7, and 8 in the Missions order. First pitch swing and a pop-up. Shortstop Drew Swift. That ball's going to drift, though, towards second. And Saheed will make the glove and the catch, that is, with the glove right hand for the out. Pop out to second base on the first pitch of the inning. Cole Cummings got a pitch he liked but popped it up. Saheed to play. Missions, it appears, will get activity in the bullpen. Rockhounds have activity in the pen as well. Calvin Coker is up and warming for the Rockhounds. Austin Briggs to face Ray Patrick Ditter. Fires right over the heart of the plate for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Trayson Kubo, one inning. Three batters faced. Three batters retired. Two by strikes. A nice play from Josh Wan right at third base to help him. Pitch. When it's down and in, did he go? Nope, turned into it, but not enough to get the strike call. 1-1. Ray Patrick Ditter, a hit batsman in the second inning. He stole second base. Bounced into a double play, 6-3, with Drew Swift handling in the fourth. Makes a pitch that got the inside corner. Boy, that was good and aggressive. Ran it in on the right-handed hitter. Ditter didn't think it got there. He will turn and discuss. Rene Gallegos will. And just discussed a little bit. Now we get back to it. Pitch way down and in. Did it hit him? Nope, just backed him away. The count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Austin Briggs making his 20th appearance, 0-1 with a 5.66 ERA. 20 and two-thirds innings, 22 base hits, 15 walks, 28 strikeouts. Delivery and make it 29, a swinging strike three, and Ditter says a little something as he walks away. So two down here in the seventh inning. The batter is Jake Perez. 0 for 2 in this game. And Jake just came up so very big on Friday night. In his first double-A game, he and Drew Swift both made their double-A debuts on Friday. Perez looks to bunt, takes down and in, and a scoot out of the way of that one. Well, he squared to bunt, and Austin sent one down and in around the shoe tops. Perez, right-handed hitter. And both bullpens are active as Briggs comes set and delivers. And that's just high and away, and that's ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. Kervin Pichardo on deck. If Perez can extend the seventh, 4-2, Hounds lead. Pitched by Briggs. Sliced foul back to the screen. 2 balls and 1 strike. Rene Gallegos don't play. Now, they throw a baseball out if it basically touches the dirt. Here's the 2-ball, 1-strike stretch. I've seen this 4 or 5 times this season. I'll mention it this time. This time it was Rene Gallegos. Foul ball back. It's 2-2. Now, that ball was fouled straight back, hit the screen, dropped down, kicked on the dirt, actually hit the concrete abutment of the screen, and then rolled back out to the umpire, and he put the ball back in the ball bag. It can still be used. Here's the 2-2. And that, now, that bounced to the plate. Now, that ball, the FC, that ball immediately tossed out. Now, Rene now takes the baseball out of the ball bag, and I don't know which one this is. He doesn't either, and tosses it out to Austin Briggs. Now, who's to say that isn't the ball that just got fouled back to the screen, dropped down to the dirt, kicked off the pads behind home plate, and rolled back out to the umpire. But that one's okay. Here's the 2-2, and that's fouled back to the screen again. This one, I trust, will be thrown out of play. Crazy. So many times, you know, when a pitcher just gets a baseball, doesn't like the feel of it, and tosses it out, and we know that happens. That's been part of baseball for at least the modern era, the ultra-modern era. But if you recycled that ball, you probably would never know the difference. Maybe another pitcher wouldn't pitch his inside. Boy, that almost got him, or did it? Yeah, that brushed him. So hit by pitch on a 2-2, and Jake Perez on base, and that will bring the tying run to the plate. Kervin Pichardo will be the batter. He's 0 for 2. He's bounced out twice, once to second, once to short. So Jake Perez is the base runner. And we have here. Uh-oh. That boy is doing homework. Home plate umpire has to retrieve a loose ball. Caught him napping. Pichardo, right-handed hitter. Kervin playing in just his 8th game of the missions. 0 for 2 in this game, as mentioned. 1 on, 2 out. Pitch swung on, pop foul high in the sky. Straight back out of play, it's 0-1. Outfield pretty well straight away for Pichardo, not overly deep. Infield does play him to pull, especially second baseman Valenzuela shading the bag solidly at second. Pitch high and away for a ball. Away, anyway. 1 ball and 1 strike. And Calvin Coker still warming for the Rock Hounds. Got a left-hander in the Missions bullpen. Bottom of the seventh inning, 4-2 Hounds. 1 on and 2 out. Stretch and pitch by Briggs. Fastball, and he sends it high in the air and foul out of play. Pichardo a little bit behind it. And Austin, boy, had a lot on that one. That one, you hear that one banged into the... Middle says, oh, young man brought his cap, brought his glove, got himself a baseball. Maybe just a cap. Yeah, just has the cap, but he's got a baseball to go with the cap. That's a good day. That's a good Sunday. 1-2 pitch, foul tip, got a tiny piece of it. Count is 1 ball and 2 strikes. Top of the order, Ripken Reyes waiting on deck. Tying run is at home plate. One and two. Briggs has the sign. Austin comes set at the belt. Pitch down the middle of the low, and the count goes two and two. Tough pitch to lay off, but it was clearly down. And a 2-2 count. Pichardo in his brief time with the Missions, one home run and four driven in, stretch in pitch, and he takes that low, and now it's 3-2. Well, this gets dicey. The man on deck is Ripken Reyes, and Blake Beers did an outstanding job against him, but Reyes is a really dangerous hitter. 3-2, two out, one on, and the pitch by Briggs, and it's high and away, ball four, and that puts two men on base for Ripken Reyes, a hit batsman and a walk for Austin Briggs. And again, he has been very dangerous against the Rockhounds. Right about 250. Here comes Juan Delaney is managing now with Bobby having been ejected. So Reyes is a switch hitter, so this wouldn't be a case of trying to match up at all. Juan going to come out, and that's going to be it. So Calvin Coker will relieve Austin Briggs. And Austin, I'm sure, will talk to himself a little bit. He had the first two men out. And against the 8 and 9 hitters, a hit batsman and a walk. And so Calvin Coker, who has been the most utilized reliever for the Rockhounds by a good margin on this season, will come on here in the 8th inning. He will inherit runners at first and second. And there are two men down in a 4-2 Rockhounds lead. Rockhounds are home on Wednesday. And that will be a Wednesday through Monday homestand. Again, the exception, and it just wraps around the 4th of July holiday. So we'll have a couple of the wonderful usuals. Best tasting day of the week, half-price hot dogs on Wednesday. And you can cool on down. Boy, a thirsty Thursday this time of year is a great idea. That's on this coming Thursday, of course. Next Friday, it's Rockhounds Tank Tops. First 1,000 fans. And next Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, July 1, 2, and 3, we have post-game fireworks for you, our July Independence celebration. Hounds will be at Frisco on the 4th of July to start a new series there, but I don't know. I think maybe Rocky Town gets the better of it with three nights of fireworks, July 1, 2, 3. Hounds wrapping up a stay here in San Antonio. And to this point in this series, they have basically gone back and forth. Rockhounds winning games 1, 3, and 5. The Missions winning games 2 and 4. This is the 6th and final. It is very much up for grabs. Ripken Reyes is 0 for 3, but throw that right out the window. Has a really tough out. Switch hitter batting from the left side against Calvin Coker. 2-1, 2 out. Pitch to Reyes. He takes strike called, breaking ball inside corner at the knees, 0-1. And Calvin making his 23rd appearance. Trey Shupak is next with 20, and Austin Briggs has made his 20th appearance. Calvin with a stretch and the pitch, looked for the outside corner and missed, and that's ball one, one ball, and one strike. Reyes at 288 overall on the season, 0 for 3 this afternoon. First and second, tying runs on base. Pitch by Coker is lofted in the shallow center. That's a base hit, and that's going to score a run. That's what I said. You put guys on in front of Ripken Reyes, and you're walking a fine line. In the score is Jake Perez. It's 4-3. And now you get Tirso Ornelas, who is one of the best run producers in the league. Pichardo stops at second. And Reyes with the base hit to center field. Didn't hit it overly hard. Little soft line drive. Run will be charged to Austin Briggs. First and second, two men down, and The Missions now with Ornelas, who is 1-for-3 with a run scored. He has 46 runs driven in on the season. You get to the end of the first half, Ornelas takes a strike at the knees on the outside corner. Start just putting a perspective on, especially on the guys who have been here the entire half. Ornelas on pace for just shy of 100 runs batted in. 0-1 count, first and second. Pitch sails way high for a ball. It's 1-1. Juan Fernandez on deck, but it's Ornelas at the plate with 2-on, 2-out in a one-run game. Calvin comes set. Coker from the belt. Pitch to Ornelas. Swings, fouls it away, and it's 1-2. Calvin with a 4.15 ERA. Basically a hit per inning, 34 2/3 coming in, 36 base hits. 9 walks and 23 strikeouts. 1-2. Ornelas waits. Runners there leads. Pitch from Calvin. Punch foul. Good protective swing there by Ornelas. Pitch was too close to take. Outside part of the plate, whether it was on or off the corner, and he reached for it and was sent a foul left field side by the left-handed hitter. Ornelas, 274 coming in, 1-for-3 with a run in this game. 1-2. Pitch on the way from Coker. Back door just wide. Boy, that's a tough pitch to take, and it just missed wrapping around that outside corner. I guess it did wrap around it, didn't quite get there. So it's 2-2. Pichardo, the lead runner at second. He represents a tie game. 2-on, 2-out. Pitch to Ornelas, and he swings in a foul tip. Boy, that's got to be a little frustrating for Calvin Coker. He had Ornelas looking a little off balance on the swing. Not a lot. And he stretched, but he just got a piece of it. Still 2-2. Hounds 4, Missions 3. And then once again, these teams down the stretch, the last four games have just been tremendously tight. 2-2 stretch, Calvin Coker's pitch and a chopper, but Calvin will make the play and he will tag Ornelas out. Little high bouncer toward the line, and Calvin just made the play and handled it unassisted. So a run across, Ripken Reyes drives home a run. And it's a one-run ball game. Now, I know we've already had the seventh-inning stretch. You can maybe hum, take me out to the ball game in the background since I punched the wrong button last time. We'll do non-Googleable trivia here in the old end of seventh-inning stretch. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 4, Missions 3.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
I hear you humming, take me out to the ball game. Thank you very much. Yeah, appreciate that. Since I got the wrong button last time, so yeah, thank you for hanging with me there. We'll do our non-Googleable trivia here. Crazy box score of sorts, or line score, however you want to put it, on the Major League scoreboard of sorts, but real teams, I promise you, real teams, on this date a long time ago. Jason Blanchard on to pitch. Make sure we get you the pitching change. Missions going inning by inning here. Justin Lopez got him some trouble, gave up a couple of walks to open the inning, but got out of it unscathed, and the Missions come back and get a run. So to the top of the eighth inning, Rockhounds lead this game 4-3. Hounds have 4 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. The Missions 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error as well. Denzel Clark leads it off in the top of the eighth inning. First pitch from the left-hander Blanchard is outside for ball one. Denzel, then William Simonite, and Michael Goldberg. Eighth inning, 4-3. We've been tied in the late innings each of the last four games, or the last three, and now a one-run game here this afternoon. Bouncer foul, 1-1. On the big league scoreboard, true or false, on this date, 1944. You know how they say you got to play them one at a time. Maybe. Pitch, a big swing and a miss. Denzel comes up empty. One ball and two strikes. Blanchard, his 11th appearance, a 4.76 ERA for the lefty. True or false? Polo Grounds in New York City. Final score. Going to give you the score right after this pitch that we're talking about here. Non-Googleable trivia pitch. A swing and a miss, and Denzel out on strikes. 1-for-4 with a couple of whiffs. Hit it hard his first two times up, but he's out on strikes. True or false? Dodgers 5, Yankees 1, Giants nothing. Same game. Dodgers 5, Yankees 1, Giants nothing. Same game. One game. Unusual. It's true, by the way. Pitch called. Strike in the knees to Simonite. Jason Blanchard very sharp as he starts this inning. Blanchard has been very good against the Hounds. He makes his fourth appearance. Four hits in three innings. No walks and four strikeouts. No runs allowed. Pitch down low for a ball. 1-1. That's true. Dodgers 5, Yankees 1, Giants nothing. Now, this was 1944. All three of those teams, rather, played in New York City. Brooklyn Dodgers, New York Giants, New York Yankees. One of them still there. 1-1 pitch outside for a ball. 2-1. But, yeah, they did. All three teams played, and it was one game, kind of. But it's a cool deal. I tried to research a little bit more. Couldn't find the specifics I was looking for. Pitch to Simon. I swung on and missed, and it's 2-2 to Simon. Michael Goldberg on deck. It was a fundraiser to raise money for war bonds in 1944. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Blanchard. Tempted, did not go. Little check swing, count full, 3-2. And more than 50,000 people showed up at the Polo Grounds. That was the old ball yard that hosted the New York Giants. 50,000-plus stretch. Pitch by Blanchard, just outside, ball four. Good patience by Simo. Hadn't had a lot of base hits of late, but he's drawn two walks in this game. And, again, that's good patience on a close pitch. One on, one out for Michael Goldberg. He's 1-for-3 with a triple. Well, now this is why I wanted to look it up a little bit more. It was six innings of baseball, and according to nationalpastime.com, a team would play consecutive innings against the other two teams and then sit out one inning. Fascinating. Pitch down and in for a ball. I'm sure that makes more sense than it's making to me. I kind of get it. But then their total runs that they scored went up on the board, and the Dodgers scored 5, and the Yankees scored 1, and the Giants scored 3 in a little round-robin one game. Called strike outside corner to Michael Goldberg, 1-1. This date, 1944. It was a six-inning, three-team game. It's called the Tri-Cornered Baseball Game. New York City this day. There's a swing, a little looper in the shallow left center field. Got a chance. Going to slice. Going to drive and drop a base hit. Michael Goldberg, 2-for-3, and I'll grant you that was a duck snort, but that's A-OK. William Simonite stopping at second base. Again, from Michael, he broke that. He won for 41. I mean, that's just baseball being such a cruel game. And all of a sudden now he has three base hits in his last two games. Here's Joshua Wright. Takes this down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Went from 1-for-41 to, I believe, 3-for-his-last-8 now. That's right, 3-for-his-last-8. Runners go. Pitch taken up and away. The throw is going to be high and wide. A double steal and the ball got away. The throw was high and wide. Rockhounds are going to manufacture one. William Simonite leading on a double steal. So, stolen base. And the throwing error on the catcher. So the Rockhounds, boy, you talk about Frankensteining one together. Simonite will score on an error to the catcher Juan Fernandez on the throw. He steals second, or steals third, rather. Michael Goldberg steals second, so a double steal compounded by an error. And the count, I think the scoreboard's missing a pitch, and so am I. They've got 2-0, but that was three pitches to Joshua, I believe. Pitch high and away here. Yeah, they missed a pitch, so he will draw base on balls. So it is first and third. And the Hounds now lead it 5-3. That is William Simonite's first steal of the season. Double steal. We get the base on balls here, so it's first and third. One man down, one run in, top of the order, Drew Swift. Takes high for a ball, 1-0. Drew is 1-for-3. A triple, a run, and a walk. He opened the game with a triple. Scored on Brett Harris's sacrifice fly. Boy, the Rockhounds may be one of the great Frankensteining togethers of the year with a run. Swing, little looper, right side. That's going to drop. That's a base hit toward the line. Drew Swift, and he's booking it for two, and they won't get him. Welcome to the Rockhounds, Drew Swift, with a double opposite way, and my goodness, he can run. Little flare double, right field line, scores Goldberg. Joshua Wright comes around to third. Third RBI in the last two games for Drew. That'll make both runs earned. And now here's Brett Harris, and it's 6-3. Sends one out towards second base with the infield in. The throw home is right on the money, and Joshua is out. So Joshua out 4-2 at the plate. Rockhounds went ahead. They've already scored a couple of times in innings, so rolled the dice there. Fielder's choice for Brett Harris. Advancing to third is Drew Swift. Out at the plate is Joshua Wright. Anyway, Trey Schupach warming in the bullpen for the Rockhounds. He's throwing hard, so Calvin Coker will go just one-third of an inning, it appears. We're in the top of the eighth. It's now 6-3. Here is Saeed Valenzuela. Takes down low for a ball. You know, it always crosses your mind when a guy comes into the game, in this case for an ejected player. You always think he'll probably do something. You know, it's just one of those things. Takes a called strike. Tough pitch there outside corner. Saeed has doubled and dropped down a perfect sacrifice bunt. Didn't turn into runs, but boy, he did his part. Activity again, both bullpens. Blanchard set, fires down and in for a ball. It's 2-1. It's called manufacturing a run. I call it Frankensteining. William Simonite walked. Michael Goldberg singled, that with one out. A double steal with Simo, the lead runner. Swinging a foul ball wide of the bag at first. It's 2-2 to Saeed. His first, not only his first steal, his first attempt. And Simo got there. He had the base stolen. The throw from the catcher, Juan Fernandez, got away. Simonite scores. Goldberg to third. And Joshua Wright drew a walk. Swinging a pop foul out of play off Saeed's bat. Count is still 2-2. And Drew Swift, what a story he has been. In this game, Drew Swift is now 2-for-4. He is 5-for-11, two walks. He has three doubles and a triple, and three runs batted in. Pitch is bounced foul, so he jammed on that pitch, but he fouls it off. Count stay two balls and two strikes. Two men on and two men down. Runners at the corners in the eighth. The Rockhounds with a 6-3 advantage. Saeed switch hitter batting from the left side against Jason Blanchard. Left-hander set, runners their lead. Saeed waits, pitch, down and in, and back to the screen. And coming for third base, and there safely, my goodness, great hustle by Brett Harris. In to score is Swift on the wild pitch. It is 7-3 Rockhounds on a Frankenstein inning deluxe. It is 3-2 to Sahid, and I know it's a little tiny thing, but, man, you just the little things in the game. Love Harris going from first to third on that. Valenzuela waits, swings and misses, and, of course, wouldn't you know that a swinging strike three. But the Rockhounds put three more on the board in this inning. An error in the mix, but the runs will be earned. And so we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Hounds have now expanded the lead. Middle of the eighth in San Antonio, Texas, at Nelson Wolf Stadium. Village Car Wash Score, Hounds 7, Mission 3.
Largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987 on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Right-hander Trey Schupak on to pitch as we go to the bottom half of the eighth. Juan Fernandez to face him. 3-4-5 in the order for the Missions. First pitch right down the middle, called strike from Trey, 0-1. Daniel Johnson and Pedro Castellanos to follow. In the Missions eighth inning, 7-3 Hounds. Swing, ball hit in the air to right field, right at Michael Goldberg, and he'll drift three steps to his left and haul it in. Fernandez with a well-hit ball to right field, but Michael right there, one away. For Daniel Johnson, DH is 1-for-3 with an RBI single in the third inning. Hounds have not trailed in this game, as they did a couple of nights ago, an early 3-0 advantage. Pitched down and in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. In the last four games, the Rockhounds have led 3-0 or 5-0 at one point. Last night was tied all the way until the ninth, a scoreless game. Fly ball straightaway center. Denzel with his glasses just reflecting the sun big time, and he hauls it in. Fly ball center field. Two man down. Daniel Johnson flies out. And here's Pedro Castellanos. And Missions have activity in the bullpen. Alec Jacob, who has been really good, will pitch the ninth, it appears. Here's Castellanos, late swing and a miss, 0-1. Behind the breaking ball from Trey. Trey Schupak out of the Rockhounds bullpen. His 21st appearance. It's a swing and a miss, a quick 0-2 count here. Trey with a 4.71 ERA. And right out of hit per inning. 36, actually two outs in this inning. So 37 innings, 37 hits. This ball punched high in the air, center field. Denzel drifting over. Time and room, and he's got it. Fly ball in the shallow right center, and a 1-2-3 inning for Trey Schupak. Missions very aggressive against Trey. But he gets a 1-2-3, last of the eighth. So to the top of the ninth we go. One inning, perhaps, remaining in the first half of the Texas League season. Rockhounds are trying to win this series outright. Village Car Wash score to the ninth. Hounds 4, Missions 2.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
I don't know if you can hear that slapping sound, that gentle kind of hand-to-face, gentle, you know, nothing serious slapping sound during that break. That was me. Never do two things at once, Bob, never. J.J. Schwartz takes a call. Strike from Alec Jacob in the ninth inning is underway. I jotted down just before that last inning ended. The Hounds a 4-2 lead going to the seventh because it was 4-2 for a good long time. Breaking pitch swung on and missed 0-2. And I was just writing myself a note, so I jotted down 4-2 and parentheses 7, meaning it was 4-2 going into the seventh. And, of course, I told you the score was 4-2 when we went to break. So for the last 90 seconds, I've been slapping myself gently upside the head. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, ground ball out towards shortstop, handled there by Ray Patrick Ditter. Throw to first, and J.J. retired. So 0-5 for the Hounds' first baseman. Hounds 7, Missions 3. Into the seventh inning, and in fact into the last of the seventh, the Rockhounds had maintained a 4-2 lead since the third inning. The Missions got within 4-3 in the seventh. Hounds got out of the rest of that inning with no further damage. Lazaro Armenteros takes down and away for a ball 1-0. Boy, then the Rockhounds manufacturing company got to work. And, man, Frankenstein, three of them together in the eighth. It's 7-3. Breaking pitch swung on and missed. Well, that thing just vaporized as it got to the plate. Looked like a slow-motion pitch almost. Alec Jacob with the delivery, and that'll find the inside edge. Down to Lazaro goes one ball and two strikes. Alec Jacob has just simply put been sensational. 15 outings, a 0.74 ERA. Just as I say that, yanks a pitch about 2 feet off the outside corner, of course. 2-2 the count to Lazaro. Denzel Clark on deck. Jorge Juan, big, tall right-hander warming for the Rockhounds. Both teams utilizing the pen today. Breaking pitch, swing, and a miss. And boy, Lazaro chased one way off the outside corner. But he's not the first and won't be the last. Alec Jacob has been, he said, just off the charts, good for the Missions. Jacob in 24, and well, let's see, he's gone, what, two-thirds here. So 25 innings, including this game. 17 hits, 5 walks, 30 strikeouts, 6-1 ratio. A little hesitation in that delivery and fires a strike. Well, that is one terrific stat line right across the board for Alec Jacob. 30 strikeouts, 5 walks, 6-1 ratio. Pitch down and away here, 1 ball, 1 strike. So nobody on, 2 down, top of the ninth inning. Rockhounds lead the game 7-3, lead the series 3-2. Delivery swung on, and that is hard hit to deep left field. That ball going back, that's got a chance. That banged off the wall. That came down. I think that got out. I think that hit the wall above that yellow line. That's home run. That is gone. That's a sidewalk souvenir for Denzel Clark. Boy, he hit the dickens out of the ball in the second and the third. Does it again here. That is really tough to tell, but the yellow line of demarcation, which runs all the way around the outfield wall here, Eddie, is cemented. It's the same all the way around. The wall, I believe, 8 feet, if I remember, and then there is a set of billboards or a signage just recessed back from the main wall, and that did clear that yellow line of demarcation. That's a line drive home run for Denzel. William Simonite takes a called strike. Denzel's eighth of the year, and that was just a rocket, and that's off one of the best relievers in this league. Pitch misses to Simo. Count goes 1-1. Well, took the umpire to confirm it, so took a little bit of the drama out of it. Emotion of the moment. Pitch a called strike to Simo, 1-2. But, well, again, you get a base hit against Jacob, that's something. But that was a home run. I think it's unusual. That's the first home run he's given up this season. This ball hits sharply back to second base. Sliding play by Ripken. Reyes throws the first for the out. Popped up and made the good throw. Really nice play by Reyes at second base. But Denzel Clark, boy, 2-for-5 in this game, and he lined out to second base in one of his outs. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base, and man, a laser off the bat of Denzel. So we would go to the last half of the ninth inning. Denzel Clark adds a run to the lead, and as we go to the bottom of the ninth, Village Car Wash score, the Rockhounds 8, and the San Antonio Missions 3.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Hounds will go to the bullpen. It's Brian Howard, by the way, will come on to pitch. Got the wrong tall right-hander. Rockhounds have a couple of them who have basketball height. Jorge Juan is 6'8", Brian 6'9". Lanston saw the wrong tall right-hander, so Brian Howard on to try to close the door, try to get the Rockhounds a series victory here over the Missions. Let me say, there have been some tight ball games. Rockhounds have broken this one, not necessarily breaking it open, but they have extended the lead late in this one. Each of the last three games tied very, very late in the games. Mentioned right at the top of our broadcast today, yesterday, one of the best games of the season. 2-1 game that was scoreless to the ninth. Brian finds the outside corner to the left-handed hitting Cole Cummings, and the count is 0-1. Ray Patrick Ditter and Jake Perez to follow. Last of the ninth in San Antonio. Perhaps, anyway, the final three outs of first half of the season. Fly ball, center field, well struck. Denzel back at the track, over the shoulder, makes the catch. Maybe a stride from the center field wall. Well, this ballpark, very similar to Momentum Bank Ballpark in terms of center field being deep. Most are right about 400. This one, more like 410. They measure it for some reason. They have 407 just to the right of dead center field, but that ball was hit to straightaway center, and boy, Denzel was on the track. Well hit ball. One down for Ray Patrick Ditter. One inning for Trey Schupak. Three up, three down. A hold in this game for Kubo, Briggs, and Coker. Each here's a swing, and there's a drive to left field, and that's not coming back. Ray Patrick Ditter just launched that out of here. Oh, my goodness. That ball, they've got a pretty good-sized berm in left field here. That cleared the berm. Wow. And that ball was ripped. So for those who have braved triple digits on the heat index. They get a little bit of a treat here in the ninth inning. When those talk about the insurance runs being big, Rockhounds Frankenstein three together in the eighth inning, and then they got a solo home run to the Hounds by Denzel Clark in the top of the inning. Now here's Jake Perez, 0 for 2 and hit by a pitch. Takes down the middle for a strike, and it's 0-1. Boy, Dinner just jumped on that. That was his first pitch swing, and boy, did he drive it. Ryan with a 5.6 ERA delivers and misses here. One ball, one strike, makes his 15th appearance. That's 25 hits allowed now in 18 innings. Kind of mystifying from the likable veteran right-hander. Here's a swing and a miss, 1-2 now to Jake Perez. A ball and two strikes. 8-4, bottom of the ninth, one man down. Perez at the plate, Pichardo on deck. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and Bryan comes back with a whiff. Two down in the ninth. And the batter is Kervin Pichardo. He is 0 for 2 plus a walk. Bases are empty after the Ray Patrick did her home run. Hyphenated first name, as we have mentioned. There's a big swing and a miss by Pichardo, 0-1. If this score holds, the Missions will finish the half 37-32. They'll be the only team over 500 in the South, by the way. Amarillo and Corpus are tied at 33-35, and they play today. Hounds trying to get to 32-37 to wrap it up. Swinging a foul out of play, 0-2. What about a 3.5, maybe 4-week stretch in which, boy, wins were just really tough to come by. Stretch and pitch, a swing and a miss, and on three pitches, out on strikes is Pichardo, and the Rockhounds win this series. Well, if you want a little something to pack away in the cargo of the bus, cargo hold of that bus, you can select one of the two buses the guys ride. But the Rockhounds win this series 4-2 over the first half champion San Antonio Missions. In the last of the ninth, one run on one hit. Boy, it got out of here big time. No errors and nobody left on base. Well, it wasn't the series in terms of impact on the first half race that we had all hoped for and a lot of folks kind of expected. But let's look at it this way. It could be a really good foundational series for the second half of the Rockhounds as they take 4 out of 6 from the San Antonio Missions, winning this afternoon by the final score of 8-4. So Hounds, safe travels, one and all. Gentlemen, this bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, 8 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error, 8-8-1. For San Antonio, 4 runs on 7 hits and 2 errors, 4-7-2 in this ballgame. Home runs in the game, there were 2. They both came in the ninth inning. Denzel Clark's 8th of the year line drive that just cleared that yellow line of demarcation to the top of the outfield wall, which again is, I believe, 8 feet all the way around. And boy, I mean, that ball, it hit the wall. I imagine it probably dented something. That was a laser. And then Ray Patrick Ditter, his 5th home run of the year. And boy, that ball cleared everything in left field in the bottom half of the ninth inning. The winning pitcher is Blake Beers, and again, I just said it right at the top of the broadcast, he has looked so much better than that 6.38 ERA. His other numbers don't really belie that. But today, 5 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, only 1 earned, didn't walk a batter, struck out 5, and Blake with his second double-A win. He is 2 and two on the year. Holds for Trayson Kubo, Austin Briggs, and Calvin Coker. The loss goes to Jackson Wolf, and again, he's been one of the better pitchers in this league. He falls to 6-7. 3,041 the paid attendance this afternoon in San Antonio, and our time of the ball game is 2 hours and 33 minutes. So from Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio, Texas, Rockhounds win the series 4-2. In our final Village Car Wash score of the game on Sunday afternoon, Rockhounds 8 and the San Antonio Missions 4.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Well, the first half of the Texas League season, at least the Rockhounds and Missions portion of it, is in the books. And again, we'll see. We'll just have to see. Rockhounds, remember, they really stumbled the last, we're looking at it, just looking at a couple of notes. Really, there was a 3.5-week stretch in which the Hounds really struggled. And, of course, that was, really highlighted by the last homestand, Amarillo, with that sweep. And that, of course, that's painful in about 18 different ways. It was the Sod Poodles, you know. But the Hounds, again, then dropped one, two out of six against Wichita. So there was about a 3.5-week stretch in which the Hounds really struggled to get wins. There were several games, including the Amarillo series, that the Hounds had great opportunities to win and just didn't hold leads or whatever the case might have been. So if you isolate this series, which, of course, did not, From the divisional standpoint, it wasn't the series that a lot of folks thought it would be with impact on the first half pennant race. But the Hounds facing the first half champion Missions, and they take 4 out of 6. Hounds, in fact, are 3 over .500 on the road, 8 under at home. And, boy, they'd like to change that a little bit with the Corpus Christi Hooks coming to town on Wednesday. But in this, the finale of the first half, Drew Swift, 2 for 4, triple and a double. He also walked in this game. On the third pitch of the game, Drew triples into the right field corner, and, man, he can scoot on the base paths. Brett Harris drives him in on a sac fly, 1-0 Hounds. In the second inning, Denzel Clark laces a double down the left field line, and he'll go to third on the second out of the inning, a fly ball to right field. Very, very close call at third base, argued by the Missions, and I certainly don't blame them. They argued it, but Denzel ruled safe. He then scores when Michael Goldberg sends a line drive to center field. Center fielder Pichardo charging in to try to make the play on a hop. The ball scooted under his glove, turned into a triple for Michael. Drives home a run, and he would later score on an error. It was 3-0. The Hounds will then see the Missions come back. They will pick up a run. Will San Antonio in the bottom half of the second inning. Single by Castellanos, a double by Cole Cummings, compounded by a throwing error. And it was a 3-1 game. Rockhounds made it 4-1 in the third. Leadoff walk, Brett Harris, who then stole a base, and Lazaro Armenteros with a flare RBI single. It was 4-1. Missions made it 4-2 in the third inning. RBI single, Daniel Johnson. And my note that I then gave you as the score, it stayed 4-2 going into the seventh inning. The Missions get a run, chop it to down to 4-3, RBI single Ripton Reyes, who has been so good at the dish. But the Hounds manufactured 3 runs in the eighth inning. 1-out walk to William Simonite, single by Michael Goldberg, and they then turn a double steal with Simo, the lead runner, which I found fascinating. Throwing error on catcher Juan Fernandez, so Simo steals third, comes home on the error. Michael Goldberg coming to third. Josh Wainwright drew a walk, and Drew Swift, his second hit of the game, he doubles down the right field line. That'll drive home a run. He will later score on a wild pitch. Three-run inning made it 7-3 Rockhounds. And the teams exchanged home runs in the ninth. Denzel Clark and Ray Patrick Ditter. Different trajectories. Ray Patrick's went a little bit further. Denzel was hit every bit as hard on a low trajectory. A couple of big-time swings. 8-4 is the final. As mentioned, Blake Beers with his second victory at the AA level. Drew Swift, I was just looking at his numbers. So he goes 2-for-4 today. So he is, I think I said this during the last inning, he is 5-for-11. With three doubles, a triple, and three runs batted in. And, man, really fun to watch on the base paths. Middle infielder is Drew, who just joined the team again during this series. So 8-4 is the final. Rockhounds will finish the first half 32-37 with a brand-new half beginning Wednesday when we next greet you from Rocky Town. Everybody will be back to 0-0 in a brand-new 69-game pennant race. We'll get underway, and again, we've been talking about the homestand. Going to be terrific stuff going on. Everything from half-price hot dogs. We've got Thirsty Thursday, tank tops next Friday, and three nights of fireworks July 1, 2, and 3, and that lies straight ahead. Now for the teams of the Texas League, a very nice chance to settle down for a couple of days, catch your breath, a two-day break before beginning a little bit of a longer stretch than usual, but nothing really out of hand at all, especially compared to the old days. There was a stretch, right, that begins in July, or used to, that covered 24 consecutive games. So guys will be playing, I guess, what, 12 games in 12 days here beginning next Wednesday. But that's A-OK, a little two-day break, and then it's back to it on Wednesday. First pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. We hope to see you at the yard during this upcoming terrific homestand. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Nelson Wolf Stadium, where the Rockhounds win it by the final score of 8-4 to wrap up the first half of the season. And until Wednesday, we'll say so long, Red. So long, Leo. So long, Mr. Scully. And so long, my friends, from San Antonio, Texas.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhound store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhound Baseball.